Good morning. Breathe in and breathe out. You hear me? Danielle, you should breathe in and out. Your big day today, your big birthday.
What? Shut the fuck up.
Hey, my name's Danielle. My boyfriend or husband is a Professor Alex. And just wanted you to, you know.
Happy birthday, Danielle. You crazy, beautiful person, you. I'm whispering, you know why? Because it's early. I'm making this opening, as you know, into my phone, which I forgot to do last night. I hope Aristotle doesn't yell at me. You know he yells at me. Oh, he's very abusive, sure. I mean, I live in fear. I live in fear. Whenever the podcast, like he sits at the mic, and whenever the podcast isn't what he feels up to standards, he takes his backhand and he goes like this. Like he raises it to me, you know, like, yada. Okay, so let me explain a few things. One, okay, sometimes we'll talk about stuff that's visual, and I know people can imagine it, but today is overwhelming. And the reason is, Graham is our guest, and he's just great. He is just great. I mean, it's, wow, that there was a lot of it because we were getting ready for the pilot. So on the pilot, obviously, there'll be a lot of visuals because, well, you know why, because people will be able to see it. But there was a lot, more than I would normally do. So what Jake Adams did, was he put all the clips we're looking at on Facebook. So if you want to take a look at them before you listen to the show, that'll make it easier. But normally I wouldn't do that many visuals. But I do have an idea. It's sort of, I like the idea. Here it is. For down the road, we have a, like, let's say you're watching the podcast, and all you see is an old-fashioned radio. That's all you see. And maybe somewhere in the middle of the radio, there's, like, maybe a little, like, a TV or a curtain, and when we're watching a clip, the curtain opens, like, you know, like at an old-fashioned movie theater. You see on old movies where they used to open a curtain before the movie. Like, maybe it opens like that, and then you see what we're talking about. So when we're all talking about something, you can all see it. And then when the clip's done, it just goes back to an old-fashioned radio. That way we can add visuals, but we don't give up theater of the mind, which I like to have. I think it's great. So maybe down the road we'll do that. So imagine if you were watching today's show and that's the way it was. And then every time we talked about something, boom, you get to see it. Then it goes back to theater of the mind. I don't want to give that up. There's that. And then there is no show next week because that's the week we're doing the pilot. Do I mention? Oh, Todd's got a pilot. I do my own, you know, ooh, Todd's gotta, because there's no one else here now except me. All right, so that's the opening of the show. Next week, no show. Then I think the week after I'll be with Daniel Kino in Lake Tahoe, so we'll probably do a show from there. Okay. All right. Yeah. Enjoy your day, and be nice, and be Yeah, do whatever you want. All right, everybody. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Good start with this, but I'm not sure if I like this. There's two ways. We're gonna. I like this. Sometimes we'll do it through the house. I like this, but maybe I'll try a little. Oh, it's fun. Come on, everybody. It's the time. This is exciting. Shut the fuck up. Yes, it's a real show, motherfuckers. It's not like, what do you think? What's it? Listen to the words. Feel better through the house. Like it? I like it. My name is Todd Glass. I have a podcast ever. Mark Maron's Friday at 9. I don't like it. I don't like it. Let's do a typical intro. Let's do the right one. The one with the, there we go. Let's. And by the way, no bullshit. By the way, I'm not kidding around. I have a little frenetic energy, but Graham Elwood is our guest today, and I'm very excited. So is everyone here. No bullshit. Graham Elwood is here.
Yeah!
We don't do one of those radio stations where three people, we fucking give it a little meat.
I like it. Meat clap.
Yeah, a little fucking...
fucking punch it right in its meat clap.
So let's start the show. And oh, by the way, some emailer by the name of Brian asked if we can make the intro longer than usual. I said, you know what? Yeah. He asked it, and I love the guy. And here we go. We'll do it through the... Oh, let's just do it through the headphones. Where's the volume on there? All right, here we go. Bring it up in the headphones. Mm-hmm. Can everyone hear it loud? I like it loud. Don't fuck around.
The Todd Glass situation. A bunch of lies about my personal life and a bunch of true stories about my 30-year career in stand-up comedy. Please welcome to the program the very funny Todd Glass.
Jon Stewart. That's right. It's a real show, assholes. So sick of this.
Hey, it's Zach.
Zach Galifianakis.
I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
No, not after that third movie. Fuck that shit. Ugh.
Veteran comedian.
Nah, Norm MacDonald has a podcast. He doesn't get to be on my opening. Pause this. Fade that out. Go to. He's got to be more famous than me to get on the opening.
My God, it's Barron. Mark Barron. I don't know what I got to do to get on your fucking show.
All right, what else do we got?
Steve McFell. I'm Jewish.
It seems weird to just call and tell me he's Jewish. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
If you don't fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again, because we're done.
It's a long opening. Wow. Here we go. I got a show to start. Give
so
me
that
some.
Girl's still...
What's this?
He's making his 68th appearance on the show. The son of Maureen and Paul Glass, Todd grew up in a small town outside Philadelphia, a town that knew nothing of show business, but the popular Conestoga High School student had a revelation.
This is nice.
While hosting the senior class variety show 3 years in a row, he loved to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Todd appeared locally at Smokey Joe's Talent Night every Tuesday, and like a Roman candle, it wasn't long before his career was shooting skyward, brightly lighting the Hollywood sky.
I like it.
Todd has appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone 8 times, People Magazine 12 times, and Good Housekeeping once. However, Todd is best known for his work with underprivileged children, having donated millions of dollars to charities all over the world, all without taking a single tax deduction. Mm-hmm. This is an exciting night for us, because tonight, for the first time ever, the most handsome man in all of show business, with a head of hair to die for and cheeks that every grandma wants to squeeze, has agreed to share with us his beautiful singing voice. Even his most adoring fans will be surprised to know that Todd has written over 7,000 songs, 80 of them today, plus 4 poems and a limerick. And his iPod has over 4,000 tunes on it.
90% real.
Todd Glass
these
in your
piles
face,
of shit.
The Way You Like It is number 2 on the charts, and it has not even been recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, a man that needs no introduction.
No.
Mr. Todd Glass.
I have a show to start. I need something legitimate.
Yeah,
I can't, right?
Yeah.
Give me something else. Come on. Throw me a goddamn bone.
the entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass.
Great, we never fucking heard that one. Go fuck yourself if that's what you think I'm going to start my show with. What do you think? I'm some shit late night show that's going to play that and do some dumbass monologue jokes that I want to choke myself to death with? Oh, one more monologue joke, I'm shooting a bullet in my head. I got a show to start. Give me something.
They say hello to comedy's national treasure.
All right, I'll take that. All right, there we go. I'll take it.
Comedy's national treasure.
You know what? You know when I started that? By the way, Graham, to George Carr and my safe word, I am so excited you're here. This is my favorite thing in the world to do, this show, because it's better than real life. I used to say, oh, I want to sort of recapture what comedians do when they're hanging out. No, this is better, and I'll tell you why. No cell phones.
Yeah.
So it's like better than real life. This is what I need. I'm done. The show's over. Roll it up. So we're all glad you're here. We all get a little giddy when you're here because we know we're going to be giggling. We're going to be giggling. So we're very happy. So I'm glad you're here. But before I start, by the way, look at my – hi, how you doing? Look at my notes and look how nice they are. Gabe got in early and didn't have anything to do, and he reprinted every post-it with his nice handwriting. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Look how good that feels.
It's so tight. That calms me. It looks like the kind of ones that like a printer would use.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like a human hand didn't do that.
No, it looks like, if you had a font.
Yeah, if you had a font.
Watch your mouth.
What are you
doing? Sorry. So we're glad you're here. Now, by the way, if this bothers you, we could talk about it. If not, I'll tire myself out. We'll start the show.
What bothers? What do you mean?
I don't know why this bothers me. It really does bother me. To George Carlin, and that's my safe word. I was in Dallas. And I get it. I'm not the healthiest person in the world. But it bothers me that they don't think they have to hide it. And I'm not joking around. I got here early. This is like a large soda in Dallas at the Applebee's. And I don't know why I fucking hate it. They love it. They love it. That's it. Look how large the sodas are. I want to crash it over their head. Even though, like, I get it, a big gulp is that big. But here they are. Oh, did you see the sandwiches here? Oh, they're so big. Yeah, that's not healthy, you fuck. And that's the sodas. They pour it. They give them their tea, and they keep re-pouring it.
Oh, and they bring you, or they'll bring you a fresh glass. Like they'll, we're gonna get you a clean glass. Yeah, let's waste more. Why don't you just set tires on fire and kick a baby harp seal? Like you're just fucking unbelievable. Yeah, drink so it all.
That's that bit. Drink Was that it. Worth it? I want to make sure my phone effect is working good. Hello, 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 hello. I need my phone voice. Hello, 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 hello. Yes. Okay, so I'm fine. Okay. We're gonna once I do this is gonna be 7 minutes and then it's all about you. But chime in here if you
do what you yeah, we'll bang it out.
You're the best. Look at you. You know, I think or somebody said I should write a book, maybe it was me, the new book.
That's what you use Jake for. Now, Jake was saying how great, good-looking I was. I don't know, maybe I said, I can't remember. But Jake was saying for a 35-year-old, Todd Glass, you look great. You just use Jake for all of your...
I think it was Jake that told me. That I should write a book called I'm Right, You're Wrong, Shut the Fuck Up. And I sort of understand that because, you know, when you go to the airport, I'm not in the kiosk business and I'm not in the massage business. But I know I'm right. I'm not wrong. If matter of fact, the only sane people that are going, he's right. Someone that's listening to this going, he is fucking right. And you go through the airport and they're giving massages, but they don't have a barrier up. Mm-hmm. Really? You have no fucking idea. It's not about the 25% of the people that don't give a shit. It's about the 75% of the people that go, I get a massage, but I wish they had a little barrier. And I'm not in that business. Why does that anger me? And it's not fake anger. It's like, so in-house, who's your CEO? Because he blows! Who's your CEO when he can't go? He isn't brought to the table. Should we bring some barriers in, some partitions? Maybe people would be more comfortable to get a massage at the mall if they had a partition.
Give them a choice.
Give them a choice.
Well, I get what they're doing. They're putting it out there to get the sales, right? We see a guy getting rubbed down, and someone's going, oh, you know, God, I could use that. I've been flying all day. I've been drinking giant Cokes. I'm a big asshole. You know what I mean? So, but then there are the people who are going to be like, because I think of it, yeah, drink it, you two-fisted weirdo.
I'm from Dallas. Yeah. Look at me. Have you seen the sandwiches here? They're so big.
Yeah.
I have a big SUV.
God, yeah, Yeah, and it's just like, it's got bacon. I'm so fucking sick of people telling me how much they like bacon.
Well, Jim,
I
want to see your fucking bacon.
Shut it. Shut it.
Oh,
shut your bacon talk.
Oh.
Shut it. I'm sorry.
So what were you saying? Let's be calm. I want a nice show. This is a real show.
Oh.
This is a real show. It's not like some of those other shows. Other podcasts. Can I say something before I will let you go? These other podcasts, their producer sits at the table. I don't know. To me, in a real show, the producer comes over a PA system. Aristotle, are you there?
Yeah, Todd, I'm over here in the other room.
Well, that came through the headsets, too.
Well, that's because you keep the house too low. I like to keep it nice and loud
show.
In the house.
It's a real show, not other shows. Sure, I have a jingle made. Seriously, not now, Jake. Not the right time after I hold up a post-it. So go, what were you saying? I want to prove I'm not a crazy...
No, you're not a crazy person because I've thought, I obviously travel a lot and I'm walking through an airport and I'm like, I could use a little massage, but I don't want to be out there because you get some weird... Someone's going to... I don't know. I don't like...
It's uncomfortable.
It's weird. Someone could walk up and just ding, stick someone right in my can. You know what I mean? Like, do something weird to me. Like,
look at that idiot getting a massage. That's all I need. Someone going, oh, look at that idiot getting a massage. I know that...
Because here's what I would do when I walk by those people. I would just go... or something like that. You know what I mean? Just to be an asshole, and I would want to be behind a partition.
What would you do?
Because I think what rude asshole things would I do if I saw somebody, if I'm walking down the terminal, I'm in a rush, and there's somebody getting a massage, I would walk by and say, like, shoulders hurt.
Now you, at this age?
Oh, of course I would.
Someone's getting a massage, you walk by,
I would
want
to ruin it.
We're on completely different pages, but that's okay.
But no, here's my point, though. But I also love getting massages, so I go, I want a partition against
now you
an
said,
asshole like me.
You said, give it a choice. Who's going to have a closed-in little area? And by the way, the type of closed-in area I'm talking about is not the closed-in type of area where I'm like, you can't see what's going on behind there. Anybody walking by could go, oh, they're getting a massage in there. But anyway, you can play that, and that's okay. I'll talk right through it. I like it, actually. Blah, blah, blah. Matter of fact, everybody... I will finish up with that playing to prove how professional I am. Oh, and by the way, it's official. This is it. I'm done. Walking backwards on the treadmill doesn't do anything. And I can't take people watching.
What do you mean it doesn't do anything?
You ever see people walking backwards on the treadmill? You never saw that?
Nah.
Hold on, pause. Turn the music off. Honestly, raise their hand and don't lie to me. Has anybody in the room ever been at the gym?
Don't fucking lie. Don't you goddamn lie to me.
Anybody? Okay, so you have, sir.
Sir.
And then you
sir,
have.
Sir, this homeless drifter hasn't.
So I got a. So anyway, the bit was relevant. Anyway, that's how. Okay. Real quick, two more things, and then we're starting the show. It's gonna be fun. It's going to be punch the wall fun today. And every time I promise that, I deliver it. Okay, we get some emails because I talk about stuff on the show a lot about, what you could do with a low amount of money. For $300, for fixing up your apartment, your inquisitive look made me re-explain. So what can you do for $300 that would really make an apartment? You're 22 years old, maybe you're 30, whatever age, and you go, $300, can you fucking do anything with $300? Jake came to me. He said, I saved up a little money. I have a new place. And would you come over and mind helping me with it? I went over. There were really cool hardwood planking floors. But I was like, you know what? I think I could do it with $300. I think $200 of it was hiring a carpenter. Because you need someone there that knows what they're doing. No, like all day. Like I was fine. No, listen. You need someone there. Like I was.
What are you building?
No, you're not. Okay, I'll explain. So once I knew I was going to do
wrong,
it.
No, he's not wrong.
I'm
the carpenter
wrong.
Did so much.
The carpenter set up in the garage with air guns and things. So I was looking at things like on the side of the road. I would see something. A carpenter can fix in 10 minutes. Oh, put a leg on that. He's outside with an air gun. You have to have a carpenter. And so anyway, we did $300 because there's a lot of younger people that listen to the show and they watch those shows on TV. Look what we did for $100,000. I don't have a fucking $100,000. What can you do for $300? Hey, it could be $700. Depends what the situation is. We're going to put the pictures online next week of his place. $300. And it. Well, how did your place look when we were done it?
Oh, man. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's just like 10 years older than I should have a place that looks like.
And say what the girl said that you brought back to your place. She goes, she saw your something, and she goes, what?
Oh, I think she saw the like the red the tablecloths that you put over the napkins.
Yeah. And she goes...
What'd she say? Like, oh, your place is so...
No, she goes, who are you? That's what you told me. I guess my version's better.
Wow.
I might have spiced it up
Jesus
a little.
Christ.
No, didn't you, to George Carlin, didn't you say
she
that
she
went...
She did say that, yeah. And she was like, 12 years older than me
yeah.
in French, so she probably knew a thing or
look
two.
Look at you, yeah. look in Cougar Town. Somebody yeah. gets...
Oh, excuse me.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. I'm Jake Adams. Whoa. I go out with older women. Whoa.
It's not that big of a deal. Listen, it's just, you know,
so we're going to put the pictures up online, and it was just some really...
Do we get to see this French lady? We get to see some pictures of fucking boom. It's like Jake's laying out some red carpet in his new fucking carpenter. Boom. I put a new leg on that with my glue gun. Bam. Yeah. Bonjour. I don't know. Now I'm the asshole with
fine.
The big Coke.
I'm fine. Jake told me, well, he knows how excited I am that people are excited about it. He goes, I want everyone to see my place. He goes, I asked an Uber driver last night if he needed to use my bathroom, just so he could be like, oh, yeah, maybe, you know.
So Jake, like, kills strangers and just like, hey, you want to see my closet full of skulls? Hey, all right. Boo, boo. I don't know why he's got that dumb voice. That does what he's
Here's
saying.
The last thing.
Last thing.
On May 3rd, mm-hmm. we are going to create a set down there. Somebody, a listener... We needed a VW van because I want a VW van. I want to insinuate that Eddie Pepitone on every show could be a different person. They live in the van. So can we put that up there? So in the set there'll be a fire pit. There'll be like where we do the podcast, and then there'll be
is
little.
Is that
pods.
James Franco? That
is a friend of my old girlfriend's. So that's going to be down there. And some listener is letting us use their VW van. So guess what? I'm going to thank them in the opening because I forgot to write their names down. Fuck. I'll thank them in the opening. Okay, so we got that. Now, how do we start the show?
I don't know.
Are you looking at your phone? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got that? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No? Okay. A lot going on. All right, so let's now we start the show. You ready? Do you want a treat before we start the show? I'm going to let you decide. Who wants... We could start the show, and that's when I play your intro. Or we could do a little treat before we start the show. A little... And then to set them up. It would be the appetizer of you starting the show. What do you want? Shut the fuck up.
I'll go treat. What if I was like, nah, I don't want your stupid fucking treat. Just play my intro.
Do you think... Hold on. What's this? This is nice.
Oh, Daniel Tosh. Oh, Daniel Tosh. Oh, Daniel Tosh.
We don't have time. Turn it off. But we don't have time for that.
I'll be there.
Do we have time for this? This is
Gary
just weird.
Gary Mann is here, Gary, Gary. Gary Mann is here, Gary, Gary. Gary Mann is here, Gary, Gary. Gary Mann is
no
here.
No time. So do you want a treat or just bring you in? I want an honest raise hand. It's a treat to start the show where you can taste the treat.
Are these pot cookies?
No. Do you want to do it?
Sure.
Okay, and then we do your intro, and then we just have... Let me tell you something. It took me a little while, but you know what's going to happen. I'm going to do this thing I'm talking about, and then there's no agenda. We just start having fun. Yeah, it's a long opening. That's what they do, but it was fun. And I don't fucking want to hear anything out of you.
I don't want to hear any of your back lip.
Do the bit where you yell at me before the show like my manager. It's the most unrelaxing thing in the world. We're going on the air.
All right, Todd, I got a lot of big people coming in there. Okay, I got the Hallmark Channel.
This makes me nervous. It doesn't calm me.
I want you to be calm because I don't want you to go out there and fuck up every goddamn thing that I fucking set up for you. You get out there, do your little funny bullshit, play your fucking sound effects, and goddamn, do it.
That's what you think of my show?
Yeah, whatever. I'm Todd Glass. I'm getting a song. Jake, cue it up. I don't give a shit. You go out there and you goddamn do it. I have $1,500 riding on this.
Here's what it is. They're going to do this. It's going to be a minute and a half, and then we're going to plow forward. You doing all right? Good. Are you okay, sir? I reference you as sir. You good? If I knew you were going to be here, I would have loved to have a jingle for you more than anybody. These guys, they don't give a shit. You would have appreciated it. So, Aristotle, how you doing? He's my producer. He's in the other room.
Sorry, I had to reach over to the button to say.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to, it's a little treat, and then we come back, and then we're going to introduce you.
Let's do it.
Okay. I had a dream a long time ago. This is a true story. To George Carlin. That's our safe word on the show. As silly as it is, I never break that trust with the audience. To George Carlin. I had a dream that I went around the audience squirting whipped cream in everybody's mouth and playing the Candyman. But it was just a dream. And then one night, Chris, somebody else that used to work on the show, goes, don't get offended. He said, you should do that for real in your audience. So I did it. I did it once at a live show. I played the Candyman, and I walked around the audience with two cans of whipped cream. I didn't know somebody was lactose intolerant, and I was really getting mad because they wouldn't let me squirt whipped cream in their mouth. I thought, who the fuck is this? Won't let whipped cream. I was like, but then I found out later, it's like, oh, people are lactose intolerant. I didn't understand.
I didn't mean to fucking cool rape their mouth with this. Okay, yeah.
So are you lactose intolerant?
No.
Okay, so let's bring the Candyman in. What we're going to do is then we're going to go around the room. We're going to do this. Jake, if you can explain what I'm doing, because there's a do element to this tonight. I added a flavor. There's two cans of Cool Whip. So just explain what's going on. Then we're going to take a break quick, like 60 seconds. I'm going to pee, and then we're going to start the show. And when I say start the show, you know what a novice says?
Oh, why haven't they started the show yet?
It did start. It's what we do. I could fix you someone. Oh, start the fucking show already. I didn't already. And I'm, you know, you could, no, be, right? Could be, well, he went in there. It was 45 minutes before they started the show. You dumb fuck! The show started! So, can we bring in some Candyman and let's start this show?
Here we go. Come on, let's do it right. Turn the lights
down. It's delicious.
Oh, how good is that?
Oh, that was amazing, Todd. I've never actually had, like, I don't think that I've ever had chocolate Cool Whip like that or whatever whip topping.
Let's just do it. Let's do it. Let's start the show. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Comedians got a boo-boo, super high, we laugh, get it, stand. The greatest movie ever rolled. Comedy filmers, L.A.
I got all your credits. Now, you know what? That's not a good intro. I mean, that's great. Joe does the best job he can. But I think you could get better than that.
There's better than that?
Well, I think this is when we just let go. Okay. Let's do it right and introduce a guest.
Okay.
Somebody comes on your show. By the way, isn't it better it's lower lit in here?
Oh, it's always better.
Is any other show going to figure that out? Nobody wants to be in bright lights. Everyone doesn't like the way they look. What are you brighten them up for?
I look gorgeous.
Yeah, of course you do. We fucking gel the room down. Thank you. Turn the lights off. Turn the lights off till I look about 25. What does it take? Seriously. Blow out the candle to you, maybe?
Blow out
the candle. Put a bag over your head and my head. All right, so I have a mouthful of Tic Tacs, but I think I saw Norm MacDonald do it once. I thought it looked cool. Yeah. All right, let's start it. Here we go. Thank you. Here we go. You ready? You ready? Let's do this right. Let's put that mic over near him so he can play. Let's do it right. There's so much going on. There's a surprise, but I don't want to tell you what it is.
I'm excited.
But I want to get to do... Is he saying...
No, he can wait.
Okay, good. Okay, you ready? Here we go. Let's do it up. Here we go. Let's introduce Graham.
On the
grand last show tonight. Come on, everybody. Graham, 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 Graham,
Graham, Graham.
Graham, 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 Elwood. Graham, 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 Elwood. Graham, 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 Elwood. Well, it's Graham. Pa, 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 pa. Pa, 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 pa.
Graham. Here's what you do if you can't sing in the business. You have your trumpet guy take it home. Watch this.
Oh, Graham Elwood.
Yeah, yeah, you don't need to be able to sing when you got a fucking band with you. Those guys, I know what they do. They go, what a night this. They go like, Graham. And they can't even sing. They go whisper. They're yelling at that trumpet player. Oh. They're going, you fucking take it home. I can't hit those notes, you pile of shit. Listen, he goes, Graham, and then they applaud because of the trumpet. They go, watch this. You ready? Take it home. Can you put some reverb in my voice if I was a singer? Graham Elwood.
Yeah.
And they're all applauding for the trumpet
player.
Yeah,
and you sound like a genius.
Yeah, okay, let's start the show. What do you fucking got going with your life? That's right. I'm a serious interview.
Turn it off through the
house. You still doing your bullshit?
You still doing your... Okay, we good?
We good.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay, I got...
So now we're starting?
Yes.
I gotta go.
Ooh.
When do you start the show?
Who said that? You know, Don Rickles once had a guy, but that was planned, and he goes, was that worth losing your job for? I loved it. But that he did by accident. Okay, I'm gonna play some. I'm gonna tease you tonight. We're gonna play a high speed chase, but turn the volume off and just what if we were the newscasters? That's what you have coming up at the 5 o'clock hour. How much fun is that gonna be?
Oh, it'd be a blast.
Yes, of course.
I'd do it.
Okay, so here's what I want to do first. I'm gonna roll in. Do we have everything going? Listen to these coffee ads. I just can't. If anybody who's 19 would think, no, that's a parody of a coffee ad. And I guarantee you there were people back then that thought, what, they're okay. Yeah. Do we see if we can we play those?
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Just a decent cup of coffee.
You're kidding.
I'm serious. Honey, your coffee is undrinkable.
Pretty harsh.
Well, so's your coffee. You know, the girls down at the office make better coffee on their hot plates.
Ooh. They got bigger tits, too.
Don't take your awful coffee with my steak.
Shut the fuck
wow.
up.
How can such a pretty wife make such bad coffee?
Because she's a moron.
I heard that.
She heard.
Darling, it's our anniversary. Why so glum?
Nothing. Well, your coffee just doesn't taste any good.
Wonderful anniversary.
Like, one of these guys is going to hit her, right? Like... Like, one of these guys are going to go, your coffee sucks, whore. Like,
because you think that it's so egregious that anybody in today's society that would be that disrespectful has a temper and is a loose cannon is probably about to do... You can't believe that this is the edge of your stupidity. Yeah, even the girls down make better coffee on their hot plate.
You're the one that ones you're fucking in your office, Don Draper? Like, it was just like, what's this unbelievable?
You want to see the rest
of it? It's unbelievable that women couldn't make a fucking cup of coffee back then. Like, it just, how do you not...
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, because I think everyone else was thinking, why are they being so mean to them? I learned to make some coffee.
Jesus, how fucking hard is it?
Yeah, yeah, your husband wants a cup of coffee. What the fuck? What's he supposed to do? Make it himself?
Yeah. You got
maybe.
You got one job.
Make a cup of coffee. Even the girls down at the office. What does that mean, even the girls down at the office? Why are they? Does he write them
off? Even those dumb secretaries with their hot plates, they could make a stupid cup of coffee.
I got you a nice kitchen I did up for you. They're doing it on their hot plates. I got you a nice kitchen. Okay, let's hear the rest of it. By the way, that's...
If you could do one thing for me.
What?
Try to do something about your coffee.
Oh. I hoped it would be better today.
Oh, Jesus!
It's never very good.
But still,
I'll get some at the plant.
At the plant? People really worked at plants then?
Didn't you ever see Larry looking so happy?
Oh, honey, happiness is a vacation.
Listen, watch.
Away from your coffin.
He had to ruin that vacation. That's in a commercial, but I don't give a shit.
You killed a petunias.
Then you admit it. Your coffee really is murder.
What's this?
Coffee all right? Harold, don't just shake your head. You've got to tell me what's wrong with the coffee.
Bad taste.
Well, who are you fucking if she's hotter than you, you dumb fuck?
Yeah, I know.
But make your own coffee. You got a beautiful woman there right ahead of you.
Oh, that was unbelievable.
You know what I need?
They're watching They were watching slides. This is what you did back
then.
They
were having a great time, and they were all having a vacation,
look at
right?
Look at what a fun vacation trip. Vacation from your coffee. Like, yeah. What is he? This
Dude,
guy.
Who the fuck are you?
You're a dick. Maybe you should stop drinking coffee. You're such a cocksucker about it.
Okay, listen. We're going so out of order tonight, but I think I have to let something happen out of order.
Okay.
Are we ready to have that happen? Okay. You're going to enjoy it. Let me explain something before we let this happen. Normally, I would want this to happen. I'm being honest to George Carlin. Half an hour later in the show, but you'll see what's going to happen in a second. But you're going to love it. It's going to be so, like, in a movie. Sometimes you see a movie and you're like, no, that doesn't happen in real life. Soak this in like it's, this is our real life. This is what's happening tonight. So when it happens in here, just love it. Like, just sit back and go, what the fuck? This is, if it doesn't get better than this, because I know what's about to happen. And they did it to me as a surprise 3 weeks ago. Had no idea. All of a sudden, they shot up here. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I go, I'm doing this for Graham. Normally, I would have liked to get through, like, you know, some more stuff. We'll do it. Then we take a deep breath. Then we start the show. How about these other shows? This show was voted number one by the podcasters, the TV.
What is this? The Todd Glass Show. Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't you go downstairs and let this happen and just soak back and enjoy it, okay? Thank you. You know, okay, cool. Wow, I'm revving high tonight. Is everyone doing good? You know what I forgot to do? I have a hot towel. I've been doing it for the guests. Hot towels before the show.
Oh,
why not?
Love a good
and I
hot
forgot
towel.
To do it for you. I'll do it at a break. All right, we're going to love this. Just sit back and love this. Love this. Because it's, you know, here we go. Just, it's, oh, I can't wait. What the fuck?
Shut up! De contrabando. Cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ese lunar que tiene cielito lindo junto a la boca.
Everybody stop. Need someone in the triangle. Go back.
Ese lunar que tiene cielito lindo junto a la boca. No se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ese lunar que tiene cielito lindo junto a la boca. A nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca.
Canta y no llores, porque canta.
corazones. Ay, 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 ay. Canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra, cielito lindo, los corazones.
That's how you play the trumpet, you dumb fuck.
This guy over here is fucking in line. Thank you, guys. That was the best.
That was the greatest.
I hate them, actually. But anyway. Well, so here's what we're going to do. Troy. Troy. Are you ready to do some we got to utilize. Street sketch, where Troy is going to walk up and down the street doing whatever he wants with those guys. We're going to play some music to try to match what they're doing, and then we're going to introduce Graham, and then we're going to have a fun show tonight. So he's got to get out there. What do we have? Play the elephant. I'm telling you, it'll be funny if we just play music, and then we watch those guys walk out there. Whatever he has, I just said walk back and forth. Give me something visual to look at. And is he out there yet? Ay ay ay. I bet he's walking. Whatever Troy's doing, and we're shooting. By the way, this we can put up on Facebook. But he's walking around the building. I know Troy. He's doing something. He's getting ready. What if he's not? What if he forgot the bit? I'll stab him in his head with a knife. So everybody's fine.
That was great.
Try to stall. Wasn't that great?
The mariachi.
Last week they had a little kid, and it was so adorable. And we thought it was $150 or 3 weeks ago. So they said it's $200, and Steve Farnarts goes, for $200, that little fucking kid better sing. But they didn't even bring him this time. do we have him?
We
okay, here we go. Give me a something.
Shut the fuck up.
Why does that make me have so much joy?
Why does he have an umbrella?
Why does he have an umbrella?
Oh, come on. Well, he's got to do something else. Hold on. Turn around quick. Come on. There's no way he's going to go around the whole building. Wait, is that guy part of it?
No.
Well, he should be.
What if he crashes a building into the front of the store?
That's all he fucking did? Hold on. I don't give up on Troy. I think we just got to wait. He's got to be putting on a funny bunny outfit or something. Well, how long do we give him? I say we give him another 30 seconds. No? I'm going to let you decide. Wow! How could he think that was all we would do? I thought he'd have so much. I had to play the other music we had. No. Hold on, sorry. By the way, funny if you're playing a high-speed chase video. Turn the volume down and play this. All right, that's it. All right, there we go. Here's what I want to do. I am gonna take a break. I'm gonna pee, and then we're gonna take it's gonna be 2 minutes, and then we're gonna come back in, and we're gonna be good. Hold on. Everything's good. I got my big soda. Do the elephant walk. Nah.
Why does he have a boombox?
No, we're done. Okay. Well, I got a show to run. I don't have to make pretend something's working when it isn't. That, by the way, that's why I think I enjoy this show, because the only time I think comedians will go bad, and it will be bad, is when they have to do something they don't feel from their gut.
Right.
If they're not feeling it and they can talk about it, it'd always be entertaining.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do that. What the fuck? That you're going to follow six guys walking down with instruments with one guy with a shitty radio? That's what he fucking does? Shame on him, and shame on me for asking him to be the guy that does street magic or whatever we call it. So here's what we're going to do.
Street magic.
We're going to take a break. What can we play during a break? You know what? I like to utilize you. Can we play this real quick?
Nice work on the triangle.
Triangle. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Literally, this is going to be 2 minutes. Well, we can edit it down to whatever we want. Why am I pretending it's in real time? Okay, bye. Can we lower that lights? Can we lower those a little?
Why did you, I can play that song.
So could I. I mean, if that's what.
All right. Did you? Are you recording? That's what, I hope they listen to this podcast and they hear you go, I could do that. Bah, 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 bah. Graham,
I've never had mariachi, like, never had somebody bring mariachi for me like that.
Can I tell you something? And I thought that, oh, by the way, I want to say that Cynthia is doing a great job over on the Triangle. Too.
Yeah!
Cynthia on the Triangle, on the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, she is really good. No, they'll make fun of her. That's hard to do. She went to school for that.
No, she said she went to a special Triangle program at Buffalo.
Oh, is that true?
Well, there's two programs in the world. The two best programs in the world are Buffalo and Prague.
For the Triangle?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was just joking around. I didn't know you really had a serious conversation with her.
No, you know how hard that is?
No, I get it.
To hit a Triangle?
Hey, the Triangle, let me tell you something. And I bet the Triangle people
deal with it. And these guys that hit hexagons are dicks if they think it's easier.
These people, like the trumpet people think, come on, what I do is a little harder. I don't know. I asked Gabe to play the Triangle last week because Cynthia was out. Didn't sound too fucking good.
No, I couldn't do it.
No, he couldn't do it. He thinks...
See? You think that just happens?
Yeah, you just know where to hit it. How are you?
Some of these other schools, there's a school in Sarasota. The school's bullshit. Go to Buffalo.
How are you? How you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so good.
Graham, you're going to love this. By the way, I can't believe this is a real ad. This should be a parody, and we're going to have fun. I don't know what we're going to do with it. We've played this. By the way, this is what I thought about. And I am talking about the show within a show, because sometimes I do that. If this was a late-night show, if I had a late-night show on television, you can do the same bit over and over again every week. Everybody pulls something different out of it. We've done this bit probably 5 weeks in a row. If I'm bored sometimes after 1 week, I'm like, I'm done with it. This is a infomercial for dump cake. Well, let's start with that.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new dump cake cookbook.
Dump cake.
Forget measuring.
Forget
now
it.
You can easily make homemade desserts in minutes. It's as simple
Why give
as
a shit, right?
And bake
Graham?
For delicious desserts every time, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Watch this. Start with fruit, dump on your favorite cake mix,
what?
And finish with a can of soda.
Oh my God!
A can of soda. Pause.
Okay, sir. So.
A diet soda, because you know
I don't understand why America has an obesity problem. I just don't understand. Put a can of soda in it, wrap it in bacon, and make it into a cheesecake. Dump cake. Who has time to measure or think?
Who has time to measure? People, I'm not saying I have a lot of time, and I don't like cooking either, but I'm not going to make pretend. Dump cake. Come on.
Do you know how hard it is to measure?
Yeah, I get it. You don't have to diet soda guilt free cake. Fuck you. It's not guilt free cake.
You're pouring a can of soda into a thing called the dump cake.
Yeah.
Like, why not just call it a shit bag?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just
vomit in a quesadilla.
Yeah. Get anything out of the garbage and roll it up and fry it. Like. This is unbelievable. This is one of those ads, and maybe this is where you found it. Like, I remember being on the road after a gig and just, like, in a hotel room flipping through the channels and was just like, God damn it. Like,
oh, you saw this ad?
Oh, yeah. Get me out of here. Like, I blamed the city that I was in. Oh, I don't know. The fucking diabetes channel, you know what I mean?
Like, okay, so listen. Let's listen to more of this. What else she says? Pay attention
to her.
Take it in
the oven for a delicious raisin peach dump cake. Oh, so scrumptious. Will devour this s'mores chocolate cake in a skillet. And easy, here's the cake mix. Just
can
dump
you pause
all
the
good stuff. Chocolate chip.
Can you? Okay. Kids would eat. That's okay. You can start it over. Kids would eat the individual ingredients we talked about last week. They go, kids will love it. Yeah, they'll love the bag of chocolate.
Yeah, I remember licking the batter. My mom would just make anything. Kids would eat anything that's got sugar in it.
I'll tell you, my mom used to let me lick the beater. She wouldn't shut it off.
I don't get it. So why?
Because your tongue would get caught up in there.
Oh, because it spins around.
Here's the thing with the dump cake. We paused it, but now we have to start it over to the finish. But I think it's worth watching. Let's watch it again.
Yeah, gotta watch because it's from a social experiment. Do you know what I mean? It's
You're
one
the
of these.
Best.
You got to analyze this and go, okay. First of all,
hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just she gets jealous if we don't include her in the show.
Okay, okay.
She's like,
she's like, I went to fucking Buffalo, and then I'm just gonna sit in the corner. Well, see.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So that was an angry one. That one was a challenging, angry one, and I'm going to respect that. And she was drawing a boundary. No, if you listen closely, I'm telling you.
Aggressive. Yeah.
A buddy of mine went to the Prague School, and they had a thing at the Olympics. Okay. Now I'm out of line. That's my fault. We got to move on. We got to talk about dump cake. No. Don't make a triangle, man.
Here's why I love you. Sometimes you could have a guest come on.
Never turn your back on a triangle.
What do you think is more beautiful?
Can I give Cynthia Whoa. Credit here? I said, never turn your back on a triangle. And I saw her waiting, and I just gave her the look like, now. And she did it back. It was perfect.
Listen, let me tell you something about the band. The band doesn't... Let's give the band a little
The band, no, like, let's be honest. The band is a fucking dump cake of a band. You know what I mean? You're just like, throwing a trumpet and a drum and that's all. I mean, let's call it what it is.
It's a dump band.
Yeah, it's a
Can you play the dump band's jingle? Okay.
Send you your round triangle.
Don't worry about it. He's not here.
Aristotle on the drums, Gabe Steiner on the trumpet. UBIA Todd Glass Show Band.
So here's why I love you, Graham. Because I want to talk about this dumb cake more, but sometimes I get paranoid. Is it too much? Like, is it worth dissecting? And when you come on and go, of course it is. We're not done with this. Okay. Who's done with this? The comedy. You should get out of the comedy if you think you're done. All right, is it more
no,
we
we're
going to
watch Dump Cake, and we're going to break it down like it's the first Godfather movie.
Here we go. Can we lower the lights a little, please?
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new Dump Cake.
Oh, real quick. Pause it.
Now you can easily make home.
Can you scroll back? Can you
I
just
don't think so. We can barely pause it.
Oh, okay. Go back to the beginning.
Okay, yeah, go back to the real beginning. And then when she holds up the sign, I need you to pause it.
We'll try. But I'm going to look for what it is anyway.
Hi, Kathy Mitchell here with my new...
Boom. Okay. So what do we know about Kathy? She's married. She's got a wedding ring. We know Kathy is married. Okay. We know that her dump cakes has the very popular As Seen on TV.
Shut the fuck up.
It's quick and easy and just dump and bake. And she put that note. No one has ever said to this woman, you know, sometimes... defecating people refer to as taking a dump. Yeah. Like, she's never heard that.
But
never.
By the way, that's like, and I'm not, to George Carlin, I'm being honest. I wonder about this from a business perspective. There's a meat company in Culver City. You guys know where it is. That say, you can't beat our meat. Now, either someone's come to them and go, you know, that's a jerk off reference, because I don't want jerking off in my food in the same.
Right.
It's not. So, what do you think, honestly? No bullshit. Honest guess. Do they know and they don't care because they think it's sort of. You know, funny? Is that the double entendre they're going for?
I think Beat Your Meat knows. Dump Cake, they have no idea. Like, she, her grandkids or children are just like, they go, my mom says, oh, honey, just give a hand job to your friend, you know, because he's having a trouble, have time at work. And you're like, mom, do you know what that means? What? You're giving a hand to your buddy at work. Like, she doesn't get it. She's got a dozen of these things that she has never, doesn't understand.
She says gay still because she heard her husband had a happy time.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was a gay summer.
It was the gayest summer I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, she's got, throughout the day, and her kids, like... When they were young, when they were teenagers, like, I can't bring friends over because my mom's going to be like, honey, can you just do a rim job with the garbage can? You know what I mean? Like, that's what she's done all day long. And
dump it.
Dump, just make a dump. That's what we always called it, was just dump it. Just take a dump.
Can I tell you to be a look on the? Can I tell you to be aware of something? Because when it comes up, you'll enjoy it. Notice her fake. She doesn't even try. On a scale from 1 to 10, mm-hmm. 10 being the most sincere, the most phony. 10 being the most phony. Mm-hmm. She's a 10.
Oh, she's a 10.
I wouldn't be picking on her. She goes, that's scrumptious. Okay, you at least got to slow down a little and savor it. You can't go, that's scrumptious with no love in your voice. When you say it's scrumptious, a parody of it would be like, oh, that is so scrumptious.
Right.
Shut up. Okay, in between, that is so scrumptious. She thinks, no, you're not fooling anybody. Okay.
Well, real quick. You to the untrained eye, this is the... Why would we, this is one of the few shots where we don't get to see her face. You would be incorrect, because her photo is on the front of the dump cake. This is intentional. This is filmmaking. You fill up the frame. You will hold on. I got to get out of my chair.
Her picture is up in the corner. I love that. Graham, we've watched this 8 times, and you're like a good. If my kids go missing, if I had them, I'd want you to be looking for them.
Okay, so I want you to point. So, lower left corner, you see one of these dump cakes. And to the far right is a red. We're assuming this is a strawberry or some sort of cherry thing. And then, of course, the blue sort of moo-moo top that she's wearing. Now, this is more of a turquoise, if you will, with a nice stylish watch. So this then makes the white case at an angle. Now, this is like perfect commercial holding. At an angle to make it pop a little bit. Because if you have to tilt your head, then you are going to take this in more than if it was just a flat graphic. Okay, so this is our intro into Dump Cake.
And by the way, I want to tell everyone listening, if you want to know where to pause it, as soon as the first close-up of the box, pause it, and you'll know everything we're talking about. So if you pause it with us, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
We're seeing nice nails. She's got nice nails. She's got a nice accessory with the watch.
She has beautiful hands, I
must say. So what they're saying is maybe, you know, even wealthy people like me make dump cakes. Right. Like, this isn't, you know...
Oh. Let it go.
Right,
let it roll.
Let it roll.
I love you for loving this.
Dump Cake Cookbook. Forget measuring.
Oh,
you can
make so tired of it.
Desserts in minutes. It's as simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every time, guaranteed.
Wait! Stop!
Dump on your favorite cake.
Okay, I don't know if you can go back, but there's a guaranteed like an official symbol that just popped up when you guys heard the ding. Don't be confused with a triangle. That's a different thing. See, did you hear the difference?
There's
a
distinct... I hear one's in there.
Yeah.
One's in the TV.
So in the TV, we see the guarantee, and the guarantee logo, I wish we had it up
here. Has like a ribbon on it.
It has it just has a slice of a dump cake that has all these weird fruits and creams popping out of it all crazy willy-nilly like a goddamn hobo lunch. And then it says, and then there's a ribbon on the bottom that says guarantee. So it's like, oh, it must be official. The official cake association gave it a guarantee.
Okay, I'm embarrassed, and I will. We have the president of the association you're talking about on the phone with us.
Oh God, is he?
No. Do you want me to take it because he's listening to the show and he's a little? There is what you're saying. There isn't. Do you want to talk to him?
I don't want to talk. I think you should talk.
I'll talk to him. Well, he gets nervous sometimes with the sound effect. It's not right. Just let him die of something. He gets nervous with the sound. Okay, so there we go. So we're calling. All right, okay, there we go. So I got him. We're not even making an outgoing call. He gets nervous. Don't. He just gets really nervous sometimes because he can't. He starts sweating. Now he really. He's really. Shit. Now he gets so nervous. Shit. He's trying. Let him do it. Good job. Encourage him. There you go. Oh, that sounded like something if you were making a call. Okay, so, the vibrating pager. That could happen. You don't know what year it is.
Maybe this guy from the Cake Association is calling from 1996.
Okay. Hello, you're on the Todd Glass Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, are you from the guarantee thing? Is that what you're calling about?
The United North American Cake Association.
Yeah, is that real?
Son, I don't know how old you are, but we were started in 1914. The first cake came across out of St. Louis, okay, and a man by the name of Joe Wallenham came up with the first cake. He took that cake from St. Louis to Sacramento, okay? Now, this is an official thing. You can look it up on I know your kids like your Googles. But this is documented through the United States Congress. Maybe you've heard of that. Maybe your kids don't vote anymore. I don't know what you're doing with your iPads. But this is what happened. A cake was brought, and they said, is this cake verified? And he said, yes, it is verified. Sacramento, California, capital of the great state of California. So when you see our symbol, and we don't give it out to anybody, I can count on on one hand the number of organizations that we have bequeathed the cake guarantee. Do you have a pen?
No, I'm actually looking for my fake phone voice. I'm very upset I can't find it.
You have a pen.
I'm going to need you to write these down. Son, I'm speaking with you.
Hold on. This is pissing me off. Just bear with me.
All right, son. Here's where we're going to go from the bottom up. There's been five that we've given this guaranteed out, and we give them out once every 4 years.
Okay, I hear you. I hear you.
Okay, so in 20 years, we've given out... In 20 years, we've given out...
We didn't mean to offend you, sir. We just thought on the air was a joke. We're watching this dump cake commercial.
I'm sorry, son. You think cake guarantees are a joke?
You know you're on the air.
Absolutely. That's why I called your program, sir.
I just wanted you to know. Yeah, we didn't think it was that serious, to be honest. We thought it was a fake award.
Oh, okay, so when you ride in an airplane and the FAA, you just think that's a joke. You're driving the highway, the Department of Transportation. I don't care that there's safety lines. I don't care that there's anything.
Sir, if you let me get a word, that's a little different. You got to admit there's different levels of severity with different. It sounds
okay. Right. Okay. Exactly. So then a cake is just it's willy nilly. So the air traffic controllers, they're just going to let planes fly around, and that's how you bake a cake.
Let me ask you a question. I'm being totally serious. On the commercial, it says, because this is the whole thing I don't understand. If you defend this commercial, on the commercial it says, oh, pour in your favorite cake mix, Blake Wexler pointed out 2 weeks ago, a comedian that was on our show, by the way, who's a very funny comedian doing a lot of shows in the L.A. area. And not that that's important. He said pour in your favorite cake mix. What's your favorite cake mix? No one in here has a favorite cake mix. What's yours?
I do have a favorite cake mix.
What is it?
I tell you what, Ralph's Private Selection.
Is that real?
Yes. Once a year, Ralph goes into his secret bin. He pulls out an angel food cake. It's a Private Selection. There's also a devil's food cake. I prefer angel because I live on the right side of the law.
Oh, God. Well, I appreciate you calling. That triangle.
Son, I have official business to conduct. Right. I'm going to take care of it.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, dump and bake.
Okay. Graham, why did you let me handle that?
Those guys, you know, these official guys, I just get scared.
You know what's great about doing bits on this show? You don't have to be stuck in the middle part. Like, that bit ended for me. I'm done.
Yeah,
I don't have to be like an improv troupe that goes, how are we going to get back to reality?
No,
who gives a shit?
And the fucking cake
the bit's
guy
over.
Bit. Wrap it up.
Do we have the... okay, so listen. Wow, Graham. Do you want to watch the rest of this?
I kind of do, because there's more going on here. This is Raz and Peach, and now it says page 25, so there's a book?
Yeah.
There's a dump and bake book that we're all supposed to reference?
Sure there is. They give you the book free with the rest. It's a recipe book with all dump cakes.
But I thought I didn't need a recipe. I thought I just went into my cupboard like a goddamn asshole and just emptied out whatever was in there. Into a pot.
Yeah, all you do is close your eyes and go,
vanilla icing, cat food, and pickles. Yay, yeah. Dump cake. Dump it in.
Shit in a bucket, call it soup.
Yeah, kids love it. What?
Oh, yeah. How do you sneak vegetables in your kids? Dump it in.
Dump it in.
Dump it in their shit.
Dump a...
and tell them they ate it. They'll Pavlovian and they'll feel better.
Don't bring in the Soviets. I don't know what that means.
Okay, this is Graham. I want to take a break during this bit. That's what I love about being able to do whatever I want.
Okay,
I know what.
But
I'm
we got. Well, but just
we're
just,
going back. To
okay,
this.
Good. As long as I know we're gonna. I'm not. I can't leave here unless
done.
This is finished.
We're not done.
If we got to take a break. Whatever.
Not take a break. I want you to do another.
I'm taking a break from dump cake.
Yes.
And I think you're probably right because it's one of those things. It's serious and heavy enough. It's like you might need to take a break. Like if you're watching an intense documentary at home, maybe it's time to take a break and call a friend and joke around because this dump cake thing, I don't want to get paranoid. I feel there's more to it.
There is more to it.
More
I think we should – guess what I think.
Look at what she's wearing now. Now, it's almost like she's wearing some type of poncho. You know what I'm saying?
She's wearing a dyed product to do something with that box.
Yes.
Some expert went, dye her shirt the blue that's in the box.
And then she has a can of soda next to a loaf of bread. This can of soda is a brand of soda we've never heard of or seen.
There's nothing recognizable.
No, it's not a –
Can I ask you a question? Be honest. Be honest.
Okay.
Even though it sucks, what does the soda provide? Like the water that you would normally put in?
Honestly,
and some sugar?
Well, I'll say this. I've had some certain desserts where someone's like,
Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake.
Shut the fuck up, Todd.
Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake. Graham eats dump cake. All right. So that's all I wanted
to
do.
Okay, I'll leave the dump cake.
No. Graham, here's what I think. What I was going to ask you to do was so stupid, we can go back to that. I got Post-its. Let's watch the rest of this dump cake. Okay, let's have some order to the show.
Okay, I just look at what we're at here now with the frame. So we're seeing a nicely situated kitchen that has behind her, which would be it's our left, but it's technically her right shoulder.
There's a lot of cakes out.
Well, there's a cake coming right off of her elbow, and then there's another little, looks like some sort of slice of pie just below her elbow.
And then behind her elbow looks like it's like a, almost like a lots of cookies lined up.
Well, those are like, that looks like a grill. Maybe there's cookies lined up in that pan. That's a good call. Back to that, though, the countertop all the way in the back, you see
toaster
these.
Toaster oven.
You see, yeah, to her left, our right, you see the toaster oven. Which almost could be like a rotisserie or like one of those bread bakers. Okay. But now I still need to focus right underneath in the area where the Raz and Peach logo is technically covering. You see two tall salt and pepper things. So now we're supposed to be led to believe that the dump cake lady, who isn't in the greatest shape. I don't want to be mean, but so she's a gourmet cook. The dump cake lady is a gourmet cook. See, I'm on board with this, but then I keep seeing holes in it. You know, like you're watching a good movie and you know you're on board with it. You're like, there's no fucking way they would do that. You know what I mean? Like the FBI would. You know, like I was watching Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal and I loved it. He gives a great performance. But I'm like, there's no fucking way LAPD would let him get away with that. Still a good movie.
That's what this
still
is.
A good. I love what she's doing, but
she's
this is,
not. She's not a gourmet cook. Anybody who's
that's
dumping
not,
shit all over
bullshit.
Belch
she
a can
fucking
of soda
buys it.
In.
Yeah, just go to Walmart and get a thing.
She that's, never put those salt and pepper shakers and did it on someone's dish. You know why? You know when she cooks. By the way, no bullshit. You can look it up on YouTube. There's a dump cookbook. That's what she's
God,
doing.
God, what the fuck is that? Just
dump it.
Oh.
Ask me. Well, talk to me. Tell me about how easy it is to cook.
How easy it to cook?
Yeah, you try to talk me out of dump cake. I'll eat dump food. So you go, why can't you make your own food?
Why can't you just make your own food?
I don't want to do anything. I like to, if I can't dump it in, I won't have it. What do you do?
What
how
do, you
do
mean?
You cook?
I cut some stuff up. Sometimes
you dump stuff in? You open, like you dump it into a
well, no, I get specific things that I...
Like what?
Like vegetables and...
Oh, you dump them from a can and do the thing?
No, I get fresh vegetables.
Oh, I don't have time for that. I just got to dump it in. I got nothing. All right, so I love what you're pointing out about her. She's not going more freshly ground pepper. Why don't they yank that out of the background? Because she ain't fucking using it. Don't fool us. Don't call me an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kathy Mitchell, queen of dump cakes, is putting fresh ground pepper or whatever the fuck she's doing.
What else is behind it? Oh, there's the olive oil bullshit.
Yeah, right. What are you doing with the olive oil? What are you doing?
Just dump it in there.
You don't dump it in. You boil a bag of some food you make. You probably have meatloaf and you boil it, some dump recipe.
A bag of meatloaf. She just boils it and then you just throw it into a dump cake and put a can of salad on it.
Let's... Can of salad?
Yeah, that's she gets her salad in a can.
Open up a can of salad and pour your favorite dressing on it. A can of salad. I love it every time. Every goddamn time. It's not it's not just done any random time. There's an art to that. And she waits right there and
it's
she takes
perfect.
Something that's funny and boom, she gives it, she drives it
it's
home.
Perfect.
She
perfect.
Knows what she's doing.
She's got it.
Sure. She's got the job.
She's got this.
Jake's so nervous because he thinks we're going to let him go because of the triangle. It really does give a bigger bang for your buck.
It
I gotta
does.
Be honest.
I mean, honestly, he's got a big laptop.
Don't see how that's a possibility.
No, not Jake. I meant,
and,
I meant,
you know,
I meant, I meant,
one triangle. I
meant Gabe,
that.
The trumpet player, for that
whoa.
Bit. Oh, well. Nah, can't you guys back him? Nobody helped him? I said to everyone, really lay on the bits. He started a bit, didn't he? Like, oh, didn't you do? You wanted everyone to join
tried,
in, right?
I tried.
Well, they left you hanging. So you want to watch more of this?
Of course I want to watch more of the Dumb Cake.
I don't want to lose you because I only have you for so long.
You're
and
not
I have
losing.
Two other things I have
I will
to do.
Not. I will stay here till every frame of this Dumb Cake ad
okay,
is,
let's,
is
let's
figured
let it,
out.
I got Engelbert Humperdinck you're going to watch, and you're going right, to freak
that's
out.
That's good.
Watch your mouth.
In the final hour.
And by the way, we can see her microphone hanging down at their neckline.
Yeah. Well, they don't care about that so much.
I'm just, this, I'm a filmmaker.
Okay.
Can of soda.
Why?
Diet for a guilt-free dessert.
Diet tip. Hold on. Stop. Stop.
They
stop.
Put
stop. Stop.
Under it, they had diet tip.
They had diet tip. Okay. Here's what. Okay. So diet tip. The thing at the bottom. They do diet tip like it's CNN. Like you know, bombing at the the embassy. But then to the left of it, they go diet. They put diet tip again in like a sunshine. Like yee ding. Putting soda in a bunch of in a shitty sugary dessert.
Here's how wrong it is. It means, okay, can they lie a little? How about this? I don't care if they lie a little. They're all going to lie
right.
a little. Can they lie even a lot? Yes, they all lie a lot. This takes it past
oh,
that.
God, this
you
is...
can't make up. There's nothing diet a fucking about it. You are poor. You can't just say diet soda because if you pour diet soda on something, it becomes guilt free. So you can pour diet soda on a regular cake, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, pour diet soda on cinnamon buns. I've had guilt-free cinnamon buns.
It's a diet tip?
Yeah.
That's like, why don't you just have cigarettes or a diet tip?
Pour your diet soda on your cigarette, guilt-free cigarette smoking.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah,
so you're having a dump smoke?
Yeah.
You're just pouring a bunch of things and then rolling them up and smoking them?
Yeah, it's guilt-free because I poured diet soda.
Oh, my God, that's great. I murdered someone. I just poured diet soda guilt-free.
Doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
She's literally pouring soda all over something, and they have the nerve to go guilt-free dessert. So that makes it sound like. By the way, I'm smarter than the average person, so I'll figure it out. But somebody out there could go, "Oh, I could have seven of them."
Of course.
Well, they're guilt-free,
of
not low-cal. They're guilt-free.
Guilt-free. You are free of guilt.
Free of guilt.
Now,
eat away.
Let's look at our news. She's putting one of these dumb cakes. By the way, they all look horrifying. They all look something.
They don't look too good.
You know what I mean? When a six-year-old goes, "Daddy, I'm making you dessert for your birthday." And you go, "Oh, that's great, pumpkin." And you take a bite and go, "Jesus Christ." You know what I mean? "Oh, honey, I don't want to eat too much. Let's save it. Take a photo and then bury it with your dead parakeet or whatever." You know what I'm saying? So she's putting this monstrosity on a like high-end restaurant plate.
Oh, I wanted to. I agree.
Okay,
she's not drizzling her plates. Why are they drizzling? They're already saying it's dump. Slop it on. They go, just dump it in. Oh, crack open a can of Coca-Cola.
You just poured a can of diet soda on this thing, and now you're on a special plate.
Now you're drizzling the plate like a high-end restaurant to dump your fucking shit on it.
Oh, God.
And by the way.
And this, by the way, look at this. You don't see the drizzle, but there is a little thing of whipped cream to the far right corner.
Oh, yeah,
corner.
A little. And it's done like in a dollop, like out of a bakery bag, boom. Whipped cream.
You dump cake, and then you're going to have this in a gourmet.
Yeah, sure you will. Well, I would. I don't know if most people.
The person eating the dump cake is eating the whole thing while they're, you know,
over
watching.
Over the sink.
Over the sink, exactly.
They're not drizzling anything.
Over the sink while they're yelling out their potential answers at Jeopardy over their shoulder.
Go ahead.
Oh, so scrumptious.
Okay, pause it, pause
liar,
it.
Pause.
Liar.
It's like, okay.
Come on,
okay,
you got to act a little.
Okay.
Throw me a bone, you fucking bullshit artist.
Okay, Todd, let's do this scenario real quick. Okay, you borrowed my car. Okay, you borrowed my car, and you
didn't
fill up the tank, and it's dirty. Like, it's not smashed up, but you were just rude and inconsiderate.
Graham, maybe you could just shut up. I am so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And then, okay, so let's do the other one.
I can't get over it. I'm so sorry. Am I doing this right?
You're not doing this.
I'm not doing it
here,
perfect.
No, here,
I know.
Here's the thing. I'll be the... All right. So the triangle just told us we're going to change roles. Okay, I'm going to be the mad person.
I never thought that could be so much fun.
It's fucking beautiful.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. Okay, so I'm going to be the mad person, and you realize you kind of fucked up. And then now ask me.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Ask me, go, Graham, did you Graham, I was selfish, but I'm sorry. You know, explain, and then just, and give me a sincere apology for fucking up my car.
Graham. You lend me that car. I don't own a car, and I took it for granted. I'm not going to try to lie to you. I think I just got used to letting you use it, and I returned it empty. I took advantage of it, and I'm sorry. I get privilege it is to use your car, and you always give it to me. And I fucked up. You give me another chance, I guarantee I won't fuck up again.
Your apology is so scrumptious. Okay. Okay, now let us go to the next dessert. This looks horrible.
Well, because it doesn't look... I'll tell you why.
This is what...
The marshmallows aren't even melted into the
top. Okay, this is... I'll tell you what this dessert is. I'll tell you exactly what this dessert is. You're at a 4th of July barbecue. This is the one dessert... Well, how come no one ate this one? You know what I mean? Like, there's...
It's not gooey.
It's so horrible. There's stars and stripes, cupcakes. Those things go quick. There's apple pie. Those are gone. There's blueberry... And then this one, everyone kind of goes... And then it's the, and it's like... And it's somebody's weird... Someone made it. Like, you know what I mean?
I know what
you
mean.
And you're just
like,
it
doesn't even look like... Where's the piece of the end of the slice? They couldn't reshoot it and put a corner? It fell off?
I know. She can't even cut it right because it's so scrumptious.
You know why? Because it's dry and you couldn't even... No, let me tell you something. There's no way they used a shot where the... Let me explain what's going on. The people will watch the commercial.
Right.
The corner of the brownie doesn't come to a corner. It's missing the corner.
Right.
So there's no way they didn't put a fresh piece in and that fell off. It's so dry, probably, that they can't even get a nice piece out for a demonstration.
The people making this are literally, and this woman is a part of them. It's not like she's like some vegan healthy person, and so she's just like, I don't give a shit, these animals or eat anything. She's one of the people that she's making this for.
Yeah.
And everyone involved is just like, it doesn't matter, just shoot it and they'll just buy it and eat and stick it in their fat jam holes.
Yes.
Like, that's all anyone is saying.
Right. Yes.
The whole crew, the dump cake people.
And by the way, they know how many times they've had to put a different one out there. They spruce it up.
Between takes.
Seems like a nice lady.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. That deserves this. Yeah, that's right, everybody. Sorry.
Okay.
Listen, so let's go back to this. And I'm sorry I fucked up the sound. Forgive me, Father.
That's okay. That's all right.
Okay, I'm going to be good now. I'm going to leave my hands off of it.
So now, why is this, real quick... Why is this horrible atrocity on some stupid plate with these dumb designs? We were just on a nice square plate with a drizzle, and now this is just like... And
why wouldn't you do something on this,
And there's all these mismatching bowls. It's in some dumb blue bowl. Now it's on a white thing with a red plate on top. Like, none of this makes sense to me.
But I bet a lot of thought went into it.
Oh, God.
You want to watch more?
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Cake in a skillet. And easy. Here's the cake mix. Just dump on the good stuff. Chocolate chips, marshmallows, even chocolate cookies. Bake and voila. The best dessert ever. Now here's one of my favorites.
Oh!
Just dump syrup, sugar, cinnamon, and nuts in a pan, and then just layer in some biscuits. For fresh,
I bet that's
warm,
good.
Sticky buns.
Seriously.
Just like
stop.
That's good, I bet. I'm not going to lie to you.
That one, okay.
It's gonna be good. Because I tell you why. Biscuits, they know how to... Pillsbury biscuits, they're good. They're Pillsbury biscuits. You layer some syrup and some whatever, bananas on the top, and you bake it. It's going to be like fucking sick good.
That is going to be good because that is an act... That's the closest thing now that we've seen. That's an actual recipe.
In a way, yes.
Like Pillsbury probably has that on their website or whatever. The thing right before it, just the dump, the cake, and the thing, and there's another side. None of it makes any goddamn sense to me. And she's...
I don't get it. The cake mix. What are you saying? Is that just making it with a cake mix? Are you trying to discuss... Like, what happens when you buy the cake mix? What do you have to do different than when you take the cake mix and put it in your thing? I think they're just saying, here, you know that cake mix you normally use? Well...
Just put a bunch of bullshit into
it. Put bullshit in. I can add shit in anything. I make dump soup, I think I figured out last week. Because I take pre-existing soup and put some other stuff into it nicely.
Yeah.
I don't dump it.
Nicely. You're not an angry...
I slipped and said dump last week. I really did. I was talking about the soup I make.
Todd makes dump
and I was going...
Todd
I just...
Todd dump soup. Todd dumps the soup. Todd dumps the soup. Todd dumps the soup.
I love it.
Todd dumps the soup.
I know.
Todd dumps the soup.
I do dump my soup. I said it. I start out. All right, listen. I want to have a show. I have civilness about it.
Okay.
You notice that there was one point people were like, what is it going? And then you go, oh, this is what? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, you want to watch
this? So now we've
more?
Got these weird things. Now she's making muffins in coffee cups, which is just like, Oh, there you go. Why? Why do you got to make it in a fucking coffee cup?
Right. So that's just making a muffin in a coffee cup.
Cake mix 1 minute in the microwave and yummy pineapple upside dump cake.
It really is. Upside dump cake.
Wait, wait, where'd that girl come from?
She's in there. You don't need to spend hours to make homemade cakes. Get my dump cake cookbook today for only $10, and you too can make 5-star desserts in a flash.
Wait, stop, stop.
Call now.
There were 2 stars. The 5-star logo had 2 stars on it.
I wish we could go back, but we can't.
How do you?
People at home are going to be able to.
You have to. So then this blonde lady comes in. And
yeah, who the hell is she?
The blonde lady, the dump cake. And then the girl with dark hair.
Kathy Mitchell. Please reference her as her name.
Oh, that's Kathy. Oh,
that's Kathy.
Oh, Kathy.
Kathy Mitchell. Kathy's for dump cake.
For dump cake. She's great. And then the girl that is doing the old school, and this is like a bit out of your act you used to do a while. They make it, they exaggerate. She is talking on an old school phone, so she doesn't have an iPhone with earphones anymore, I guess.
She's on the old phone.
She's
right.
on the old phone.
With a cord.
Right.
And what the fuck, where are they?
And she's all dirty. Did you see she was all dirty? Her hair was up.
Well, hold on. I got to defend the commercial. People that make cakes, if it's not dumb cakes,
are dirty people.
Well, they get the ingredients all over them because the when they're spinning the when they're making it with the blender because they're dumb, it spits all over their face.
Oh,
I've seen in the commercials. And I'm being serious. This is why I try to buy the easier recipes because people that use make regular cakes, flour goes all over the kitchen. I've seen it in these ads, and they can't make this shit up. By the way, that's the opening. They go, "Are you tired of making your own cakes or whatever?" And it shows someone, then they're pouring the flour into the pot. It goes all over the kitchen.
Over the place.
All right. Have a little.
But you're still making these things.
Yeah,
you're still opening a box of mix and pouring it into something.
Here's what they're doing. They're making my version of soup. You're right. Those things, if you poured those, just the Bach mix, the mix in the box alone, just into a pan and baked it, probably have to add water. It probably is the cake. And they're just saying, add stuff to your favorite cake mix. That's what, take a thing of M&M's, pour them in. That's all they're saying. That's like I should have a thing where I sell McFlurries, but I add things to that. Take a McFlurry, add.
Duh, just pour a McFlurry into a shoe and then wear it. And then dump shoe.
You know what that guy wants in the commercial? Can you play the coffee commercial again? I thought about something. Well, somebody else here thought about it, and I'll give you credit in a second.
Harvey, want anything special for your birthday?
Yeah, I want a dump cake.
You're kidding.
Who said
I'm
that?
Serious.
Who said that? Well, we were. Oh, Gabe did. I thought it was funny. Well, listen. I needed it. Listen, can I ask you a question? Do you think it's SeaWorld? You know the jokes they make, the people that are, you know, the people they're like, what do they call them? They're out there. Hey, everybody, welcome to SeaWorld. They make jokes.
Whale food?
The greeters, yes. When you come in?
Yeah, the people that are on the microphones, the headsets. Hey, everybody, welcome to SeaWorld.
Yeah, the trainers.
The trainers, and they have the dolphins jump up in the air, and they talk to everybody, and they make these jokes that they keep very friendly. Because they have middle America there. I get it. You can't have twisted, demented jokes. But can't they just have none?
Yeah.
Enjoying it? Just have your dolphin spit water in my face. And that's all I want. And I don't want to listen. Well, how are those jokes helping? Someone going to call? You think someone will call? Can you think of any jokes that they might tell? Like, picture.
Oh, God. Those jokes, I go numb. When, like, my nephews came to visit last summer and we went to Disneyland, which was a blast. But on any of the tram rides, they got to make these jokes. And I'm just like,
I
think part of it is we're comics. And so when people make those jokes, we just go, ugh. Like, I met somebody.
You think it's worse for us?
It is. It's 100% worse for us. Like, I met someone and they're like, hi, my name is Graham. And the guy goes, Graham liked the cracker. And I went, yeah.
Yeah. That's the best you can do. Like,
if I would have had that fucking triangle when he looked at cracker, I would have just gone. Because it was like, and he thinks, like, he doesn't have his brain doesn't move as fast enough as, like, our brains would go, oh, I'm going to make that joke. That joke's probably been made before.
Right.
I'm going to make fun of his name. He's probably heard that 1,000 times. He's just going, I'm going to make that joke. Now I sound like a Brian Regan bit, but it's like...
You too.
Yo too, and I'm going to make a dump cake.
Honey! All right, listen. So here's what I want to do. Oh, my God. Oh, this isn't over. I'm going to die if I have to watch this anymore. It's
we
killing.
Okay, we
but
can...
I'm loving it also.
I Okay, I think it's almost done. It's okay. Almost done. I just a couple key points. This is like a video commentary.
You're loving this.
I love this. I could watch these dumb. If you had Graham, like all we have is
dump
like
videos.
Dump videos. That's all I would watch. So let's. Can we bring it back up to get?
By the way, we could Google the dump food book. I think there's a regular for food.
We would have to start over on this video.
I'll forget it.
Okay, that's okay.
Tell everybody listening. We just did basically a DVD commentary on the dump cake. So cue up the dump cake thing. Find it on YouTube.
I'll say it on the opening.
Yeah.
I'll say it on the opening.
Cue it up and then listen to our breakdown of this.
Now, let me ask you a question. I want you to just, I got to get this bit out of the way. Because I don't know how to cleverly work into it. So I'm just going to ask you to do it. You're going to do it and we're all going to have a great time. Do the thing where you're talking very intelligent that you did at Zach Galifianakis' house.
Okay. What had happened was a discussion.
Excuse me.
Were you hungover after you went to his house?
The president's here.
Between two big name comedians that I know.
Blue Ladies and gentlemen, Burns. He's been. By the way, I set you up for that.
So many syllables.
May we put
in his
reverb in his microphone? Graham Elwood.
Hello.
Okay. I love that. I lost my virginity to that song.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
On the White House lawn.
Okay. I let that get in the way of the bit, but I have a show to do and I do a professional job.
We were at this party and yes. It was like a dinner party and people were having a political discussion and the subject of North Korea had come up because they had just basically they had sort of threatened, you know, because what they do right now is they're abducting people because Japan and Korea are across the Sea of Japan. They're maybe 60, 70 miles apart from each other. It's almost like Florida and Cuba.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So it's very close. So what they're doing is they're going to little remote parts of southern Japan because Tokyo is in the north. Oh. And they're literally abducting – the North Koreans are abducting Japanese people. Like there should be like a fisherman and they'll abduct them. It's really – and they're not taking responsibility for it. And then obviously the leadership in North Korea, what they have done – and people are trying to figure out why they're doing this. And what is happening is North Korea basically doesn't have – any type of economy. So how are they generating revenue? Which is really difficult. So what you're having is this whole situation in that part of the world that is causing a lot of tension. Obviously, South Korea is very tense because of the war that happened 60, 70 years ago. And then what recently happened, well, several things just recently happened in the air. China has now created this Asia International Bank, and they're trying to overtake.
That makes sense.
They're becoming the number one economy in the world. And very recently, the South Korean prime minister came out publicly and went, Hong Kong, Hong Kong, Hong Kong, Hong
Kong. Oh, Tramp, I knew that was coming. God damn it. I knew that was coming. First of all, that, you know, is just beautiful. I knew what was coming, and I was like, you're being a comedy dick. You knew. You were killing my insides. I'm like, well, the whole thing was, and guess what?
Just tell this actual story. We were having a legitimate discussion, and I like to read, like, The Economist, and I watch, like, a lot of international news channels and stuff like that, so I was really giving a fairly informed opinion and everyone was listening, but I did that thing as a comedian where I was talking, but the voice in my head was going, shut up.
You know what I mean? You're paranoid.
I was paranoid that the reason they were quiet was because they're like, oh, fuck, shut up. When actually, we were having a nice in discussion, so I was like, well, I just got to blow it up with a dumb, horribly racist thing. And I did that, and they fucking laughed. Zach laughed so hard. So then every time Zach would have a party, he would go, and people would just be, anytime people would be kind of casually talking, like not riffing, he'd go, well, Graham, You had something interesting to say about North Korea. Like, he would set me up for it, and I would get, like, 10 people around me, and I would be talking for, like, 10, 15 minutes, and I'd be quoting actual things
and then
in the news. Because, like, the Asia International Bank thing actually just happened. That's, like, a big piece of news. And I'd be quoting, well, Kim Jong-il said this, and the U.S. ambassador, and everyone, oh, and then I just, Hong Kong, and it's just, like, fucking every time.
Listen.
It's my favorite thing to do.
I want to watch this high-speed chase. First of all, let's put on a high-speed chase of the woman first.
Is this a dump chase?
Yes.
Just throw all the criminals in a car and dump and go.
Should we... let's play this chase first and then put the... I know it's a visual, but we can put this on the Facebook page. I mean, whatever. Wherever we put it. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Just put it there. What do I got to be concerned with her putting it? Just put it wherever it gets put. Put it there. Yeah. I went on put it there. We put it there. Okay, put it wherever it goes. Sure. But where would you put this?
This video?
Yeah. Because on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. I didn't know what I was talking about. And you take this chase. This is a real chase.
Okay.
So, has someone done this? Be honest. Like, we go, oh, yeah, this has been done a lot. And put the Smokey and the Bandits music to it. Any high-speed chase.
I love Smokey.
So play the woman, and this is real footage.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Do we have Smokey and the Bandit? You know, it's like, we got a great big convoy, nothing but a beautiful sight.
That's a different one.
Hold on. Pause the video. We can start it over. It's all right.
I'm telling you, the Buffalo Triangle School.
If or
you
Benny Hill. Benny Hill even will work.
That one.
Okay, play Benny Hill and play this car chase.
Okay.
And people at home will put this wherever we put it. Here we go. Why does the news just play this and shut the fuck up and let us enjoy it?
What if they played the news and then the newscasters were going,
oh boy,
ooh.
Oh, this
ooh,
is fun.
That's not the right lane.
See, they're going to hit somebody.
Oh, well, that's a little fast if you ask me.
How fast do you think that is? That's how much they're enjoying it inside.
Well, of course.
That's how much they're... Look, watch this. Look. How fucking funny is that? Wait, it's just about to get funnier. This is real. That's what makes it funnier.
Sky 5. Boing. I'm coming to get you.
Oh my God. Wait, watch when they get her. At this point, you're hoping. You want to picture. Here's how you're going to enjoy this next thing. Picture how pissed off all those cops are.
Oh God, they can't
legitimately
wait to just nightstick this
guy. Well, hopefully not that. But when they do what they do to her car, you're like, yeah, I get it. Can we play the music again?
Someone's going the wrong way.
It's really happening. This is our life that we live in with this music. Watch.
Oh, She's yelling out the window.
Yeah, look at her. Okay, picture how pissed they off they are.
Oh, God.
No one hits her, don't worry. But it's how they box her in. They're like, this is fucking over. They all come... this shouldn't be the truth. We should tell you we've edited this.
Right.
But we're going to tell people this video to download. High-speed chase in Orange County. It's coming to an end, I can tell you that. It's worth watching. Look, now they're done. They're done. Yeah. They're like, no, you're done. You're done. 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 All right, fade it out.
Oh. God. Wow.
Can I tell you something? And I'm going to overanalyze it. Here's why I think I enjoyed what you were doing. Because I think that's how they feel. There's a... Look, I like a high-speed chase, too, but there's no doubt the news doesn't do a great job of, we all know, they're loving it.
Yes, they love
it. And it's like, if they could really say, they love doing it, they love the dramatics of it.
And they're getting the ratings. This gets dumb big ratings. Like, why? We got to see these all the time.
And they have to, you know the hardest thing when they have to make up stuff? Some of them are good at making up stuff. You're like, God, I got to be honest. Like, others are like, what year do you think that car is?
Oh,
who
God.
Gives a shit? How's that helping the situation? Is that an old Pontiac? Like, no one... They're just making up questions. Are they outside of Residia at the town line? Or are they... It looks like they're closer to the mall, right?
And the chopper guy is chiming in. The chopper guy's chiming in.
Let's do a...
What if the chopper guy had a triangle?
Sure he does.
Bob and Chopper 5, what can you see from the freeway?
Oh, it's clear to go. How about if we do this? Let's watch the video. Can you be Libby if she... Look, it doesn't matter why. She just took over. There's a high-speed chase, and she does a morning show.
Of course.
And Libby is do the high-speed chase. Do you want to have... by the way, I don't want to throw too much your way.
No, here's what it is. Maybe is Libby Libby calls in as an expert? Or is Libby the host of the show?
Let her be... Well, you could do whatever you want.
All right, Libby's the host of the show.
She could be the host of the show, and somebody else on the phone
I know who's going to call in.
Okay, cool. All right, this is fun.
Who's Libby again?
Libby is the host of host of a morning show, and on her watch, the high speed chase happens. Okay. So they go, Libby, you got to go on the air.
Libby, you got to cut to this. I'll give you the cue when to play the video. Okay.
And can I say this so I remind myself and you remind me, because otherwise the episode, as long as we put the clip up with what we're doing. Then it's okay. I don't mind doing a bit like this that is complete, very visual. But
so they can go to wherever your website and get the...
Yeah, okay, we'll put it up. Okay, and by the way, now that I think about it, even just listening to it, you get the gist of Libby watching a high speed.
But
chase.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
Yeah. So here we go. So this will just be fun for me. If you ever don't want to do it, you just stop doing it.
Okay.
There's no pressure.
Okay, so they're telling me that we gotta cut to a high speed chase, so. We're going to Chopper 4 on the freeway in Orange County. There's sirens. They're so loud. The sirens, I know they need to get somewhere, but the lights, sometimes they reflect in my... And it reflects up and hurts my eyebrows.
What's going on?
Whoa, there's a blue automobile. He's driving in a rather slowish... kind of a fast, crazy, willy-nilly manner. I've never purchased a blue automobile. I'm going to tell you that right now because it blends in with the colors of the dash. Do you know when you're driving and it's sunny? Do you know when it's going on and then it reflects up on the dashboard and then the whole car's hot? Okay, now there's a dump truck. The dump truck. Oh, the police officers, they appear to be really angry.
What are they doing?
Well, they're driving alongside, and a spinneroo. Oh, my goodness. When I was a little girl, I had a wagon. My sister Dolores took me and my down a wagon down a hill, and it spun around. We ended up in a pile of leaves, just like what's happening right there. And I got to tell you, I never liked a leafy salad.
Look, watch.
Okay. Oh, it's Smokey song.
Now watch it. Watch this.
Oh.
This is real. We're watching this. This is real. Look at that. That's right.
Oh.
He pulls on. Look at that.
Oh.
Oh, edit right there. I don't want to say what happened. No, nothing. Okay,
oh,
that's good. Fade it out. That was a good find, Jake.
I'm sorry.
Well, I am feeling. Can I tell you something? Let's stop and enjoy.
Okay, I need to explain something. The reason I know you always have phones off. The reason I turn my phone
you're
on.
You're fine.
I need to
go in for the clothes, by the way. I'm aware.
No. I got to explain this. The reason I turn my phone on.
Why?
Is my friend Tim Bennett, who I've known since college. Anytime one of us hears Smoking the Bandit theme, Wanted Dead or Alive, or In a Big Country by Big Country, it can't be on Pandora. You can't play it. It has to randomly be playing. You've got to call the other guy and leave him a voicemail.
It. Oh, this is special then.
Yeah, yeah. So this one, you started playing that. I was like, oh, fuck, I got to play him. And then you were going to play it. And I was like, okay. But then when it came on, by rights, and you can't like do the Bon Jovi Pandora channel. You can't do anything.
I get it.
It has to just be playing. And I've been in bars. I called him from Australia. And paid whatever, $20 or whatever to call him from Australia because In a Big Country was playing at a bar in Adelaide, Australia.
Oh, boy. It's so cool. So funny. Okay, listen. Listen to this. Do you want to see something? Okay, you're going to love this. What time is it?
Oh, man. By the way, Todd, okay. I'm not leaving early. I'm staying here as long as you need.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll go in for the close, but it's a fun close when I can go in it so slow like this. Okay, so. Oh, this is another visual. Oh. Oh, Jesus. Squirt water at my face. Squirt water at my face and give me my money back. Whatever that is. So this is an Engelbert Humperdinck clip. Engelbert Humperdinck. He's a musician. Yeah. But it's another visual. Now that we have a TV in the room, I'm getting very visual with my shows.
And I honestly love it because like we've done some Comedy Film Nerd live shows. When we started to do live shows, we started to show trailers. And then we tell everybody and we record it and release it as a podcast album. We tell everybody listening, cue up this trailer. And then we either, if it's a good movie, we say, oh, this is going to be awesome, or we make fun of it. So I love this sort of giving, and I think the listeners like it.
Well, I think you're right. What do I know? You know?
Hi, Kevin. Forget measuring. Exactly. Now you can easily make homemade desserts in minutes.
Minutes.
Simple as dump and bake for delicious desserts every
time. Well, no one's listening to us. Okay, you can shut that off.
Oh.
Leave Kathy Mitchell alone. It's my aunt. Okay, listen. So this is a dump cake. I wonder if there's any. Did we play this? Did we play? Graham. Graham Elwood. We all know it. We learned it. Everybody remember. Listen. Well, Graham Elwood. Shut it off. What are we doing to you? It's torture. If this is torture, then I don't want to be the opposite.
Hi, I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show.
Voiceover.
I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot.
Wow.
And I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
I make him read that. You think that's rude? Because he has to read it because I'm giving him. Play it again. I'm playing through the headsets. He has to do this when I send him in jingles. Play it.
Hi. I'm the voiceover guy for the Todd Glass Show. I sit in a booth like a real fucking idiot, and I wish I had more money saved so I didn't have to read this one. But I really needed the $50.
That's the truth. Who would have ever doubted? This is why. Can you imagine having a show and you have to convince the show? I want to have a person playing the triangle all night long. All right.
Yeah.
And then you just do it. All right, listen. Here's what I wanted to say to you. So do you want to watch this Engelbert Humperdinck clip? And people can watch it at home. They just
yeah,
have
I want
to
watch it.
I'll tell them in the beginning, get these clips ready and watch them with
us. Yeah.
Okay. And then I know what we're going to do. Then after this, we'll go in for the close. And I have a fun thing to go in the close to do. But is there anything we didn't play? Oh, we got to do this real quick. Sorry. You're going to love this. It's just Otis Redding. He does what I like. You know when I go four times.
Do it just one more time.
Here's the worst crowd in the world, and they kill him. More!
Do it one more time! Do it once more!
Do it again!
Do it again!
Come on! Do it again!
Don't stop now. Keep doing it!
Come on!
No, keep doing it!
I didn't hear the first three.
Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Is he doing it? Yeah, do it one more time!
Yeah, that wasn't...
Yeah. Come on, you're not doing it.
And this time, try.
Try hard.
Yeah, just...
I can't hear the trumpets.
Ah.
Now, I want to hear the trumpets louder. The trumpets, they're not live. Now, do it louder.
It's like, it feels like you weren't into it the first time.
Yeah, I heard the trumpet once. He did it right.
It's like...
The trumpet player's a big jack-off.
I don't know. Well, you shouldn't have to keep asking. It should just, you get it right the first time.
Yeah, how many times is he going to do it?
This is the anti-dump cake of music.
Guess what? I call that a bit. That's what I call that. I take it home. We wrap it up. We clean up early. We all head out. You don't dilly dally after a gem like that. I throw that at the listening audience. A shitty visual.
I like it.
That's the name of my new podcast. Shitty visual.
Oh, good stuff.
Shut up.
You just got triangled.
Oh, my.
You just got triangled. Oh, shit. Someone got triangled. Oh, snap.
Okay, so, by the way, when I went to the roast battle, they let me be the guy in the crowd. They said I could do whatever I want. They go, no, they're like, yell out. We want Ross said, yeah, yell out. Like, it's okay. So I thought I wouldn't. You know, at first I thought, I'm just going to go. But then I smoked a little pot, and all I kept repeating, and it got a laugh every time I would say, oh, no, you didn't. Over the dumbest thing. Like, they would be like, you know, I thought you were good. I'm not going to lie. And I thought your jokes were good. But I thought his were a little better. I go, oh, no, he didn't. I overused that term. And I know that's been used before.
That.
But it was fun to parody that. Like, I would be like, oh, no, he didn't.
I love, like, booing. Like, I always want to boo at the wrong... In my head, this is the joke I do, like, to myself. If someone's ever, like, you're in, like, whatever, like a support group or something, and someone's like, you know, and we'd come home, and my dad, he'd be drunk, and you know, that's when the beatings would start, and I'd just go, or I'm happy to announce that my wife's pregnant. Boo! Just something. I don't know. I like ruin it.
You know what? Oh, no. I know someone that does a bit like it. I love those bits. Mark Cohen's is, you have to commit. I laughed. He did it to me. So I think if anyone has a sense of humor, they laugh at this. But you are taking a little bit of a chance. Tell me that's the year your dad died.
Oh, yeah, 1998. That was the year my dad died.
That's what Mark Cohen did.
I love that.
I told him my dad died. He goes, aha. I'm sorry, that wasn't tasteful.
Here's my other favorite joke when I'm walking with a friend in, like, public, is to say insulting things to people as they walk by, but so they can't hear them.
Yes.
So that's the greatest thing, especially, yes, like, you're in an airport and there's a guy on the phone going, well, look, tell Mitch to get the sales report. Then you just say to your friend, well, Mitch is a fucking asshole. He's not going to get a fucking sales report. You and I both know those fucking sales reports are going to go right in a goddamn shitter with Mitch's stupid career. But
I'm feeling so good. I really am feeling good. I feel so light.
Yeah.
Is that okay to is that all right to talk about?
No, I can't. It really
is that technically count as a show? Nah, some people say it's fluff. They try to take my license away. Okay, let's watch Engelbert. You just soak this in. Like, okay. If we could bring the lights down a little.
Let's do it.
This guy was performing that night. I'm feeling high. I might get up and try to mimic one of his dance moves.
Okay.
Maybe if we can play trumpet with him, drums, triangle. Are you there? God, not, it's really beautiful. Can you do me a favor? I'm mad. I don't want to be unfair. There's something about that triangle that's so beautiful.
It's
so majestic. That trumpet. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. All right, so let's watch a little angle. By the way, what was that? Oh. Here's what we're going to do. I want everyone. I think if you. I should let it breathe. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's
what
scary.
Happened to the band? It's like you got a dump cake band.
I got a dump.
Just throw a trumpet and a triangle. And
a dump band.
And a dump band. And a shoehorn and a fan. Oh, what the fuck is happening
back
there?
That's a dollar extra when he does that.
Oh, kids love a dump band. No, they don't.
Have a triangle and a trumpet player that's high. Have a dump band. Unnecessary horse sounds out of nowhere. You won't care with your dump band.
We should get the Kathy Mitchell bedding.
Kathy Mitchell dump. Yeah, we should.
This dump band is certified. For what? What's certified as what? See? There's a fucking drunk triangle player.
Listen to this. So what we're going to do is we're going to do this, and then we're going to have one last thing. So I just want everyone to know, because we put a hard day in here today.
Here we go.
So I want everybody, so let's watch a little. Bring the lights down a little, please.
Get it low. That's
this
right.
is this. Oh, by the way, the only reason we're going to soak this in. Don't everybody get paranoid. Is anyone else enjoying this? Everybody's going to be enjoying it because it's just this guy performed.
Well, he was amazing.
Yeah. Well, Tom Jones became, I think, not be able to become a parody of himself, and I don't think Engelbert Humperdinck, I would imagine, did. I think he became a joke. Tom Jones remained relevant, and I think that's the difference. There's a cheese factor here that even at this year you wouldn't see Tom Jones.
Right.
Do you go back certain years? There's a different type of. Schmaltzy thing they did, but no, Tom Jones grew out of that and you would talk to an audience.
Right.
This guy still, anyway, let's but I guess what, I fucking love it.
Yeah, I love it. Come on.
Okay, here we go.
You make my pants wanna get up and dance. You make my face wanna grin. You make my knees kneel down to bleed. I want you to kiss me.
Oh. At a show in
wow.
Mashing his face into hers.
And look at how tight his jeans are.
That was a rehearsal. I'm no fool. I don't want to take a break. How you doing? May I shake your hand? God, you got a real nice firm handshake you got there. What's your name?
Annette.
You notice how loud you talk in the microphone? Pardon me?
I've never tried before. Where are you from? Denmark.
You're from Denmark. You're a great Dane. know she did. I wish she had to do something about that. She just bit me. But I do thank you for coming on board and helping me. I would like to give this to the total of my thanks. And I could put this in there.
First of all, let me tell you that I worked. We're going to finish this, but I wanted to say something. And you're just all you're going to have to watch is Engelbert Humperdinck. You make my pants want to get up and dance. I worked at the Valley Forge Music Fair, so he came to perform when I was there, like right after high school or maybe my last year of high school. I would direct traffic and usher there, and I would see the show, and he'd pull people from the audience. So you know, I would see it every night. It wasn't a plant, like. And then, you know, I don't remember him kissing him like this, but I would imagine he did. It just didn't seem weird then. Now it seems like, is everything okay
it's,
here?
Well, there's so many weird things. The tight white pants.
But that was just
yeah. But those, but then with the shirt button down, and then this thing would just happen with the microphone. Like, I literally thought he was, like, going to whip out his cock and go, just suck it. You know what I mean? Just, it's not going to suck itself. You know, like, I really thought he was just going to, like, I mean, honestly.
No, listen, because it's almost like what we talked about with the coffee commercials. It's not, what you're saying makes sense. You're being the civil one. It's, some people could misinterpret it, what we're saying. No, we're getting the disgust, that it's just so absurd, some of the, like, you think, well, she
He laid that other woman down in the orange shirt and started, like, making out with her heart, and he's rubbing his hand. Like, did he grab her boob? Yeah. Like, what?
And they're not. They're in front of an audience, so they're liking it in a way, but there's still something weird about it because maybe they're not liking it. Maybe they're uncomfortable and they laugh out of nervousness, and no one knew how to express themselves even back then. But anyway, who cares? He's a great singer, and I like his pants. But no, that's not my point I want to make. But when I thought about that girl kissing him, and you're going to watch the video, you're going to watch how they kiss. There's two things that could happen. One, you could. It's a famous person. You went to see them. But at a certain point, I was trying to guess whether that would have bothered me or not because I was picturing them. And then I pictured someone I'm with that I like. And they up on
stage.
Oh, yeah,
you pulled your date out.
And then in my case, it would be, you know, it would be a guy on stage that was, you know, and then you watched someone you're with kiss that person. And I would be like, at a certain point, I'd be okay with that. I hope I'd be able to laugh and go, man, I'd be laughing. But at one point that, I'd be like, no, that's bullshit. Like, so I can't see that girl went back to the table and anything was, really, honey? What? I was trying to, guy or girl, either way.
Right.
To me, when I watch that type of making out, I'm like, wow, that would make me jealous if somebody did that I love to someone. Go up, hug them, get a kiss or whatever, or even a kiss that you hold for like a second or two that a performer has that sort of, you know what I mean, that allure, and then the whole crowd goes, woo. No, that's 15 seconds of macking out there.
And sticking his tongue down her throat?
Yeah.
Like, and
now, here's what I love about it. He gets back up after he's done
messing
around with her.
Maybe this is the 70s, so everyone is
No,
just
this
like-
is 82. I know, and that's still a long fucking time ago, but still, you think it's 68. You
no, but I mean, 67. I mean, in terms of like the 70s and whatever, everyone's just like having key parties and crazy sex, and
sure.
So this is just like, yeah, all right.
And by the way, maybe I'm not overreading this. I might be saying it in a weird way, but there's definitely a level of, I get it's entertainment, but there's definitely a weird level. That's why we're going to, is
weird.
That right?
It's weird.
Okay, so listen. Now, I love this. He does the whole thing. This is just part of the shtick that I love. But then, of course, he acts like she's the troublemaker. Like,
right.
He's scared of her. Every night, he would take the same woman, everything he did. And it's okay. It was part of the shtick. I think I like it a little. And he would go, this one over here. The band knew how to play. They hit the drums every night. They start playing the bull theme. And they, okay, so let it roll. Thank you.
Is your husband here?
No.
Thank you, Lord. I hope he's quite far away. How far away is he?
Okay.
He's in Los Angeles. Okay, that's good. Let me just, pardon me, let me put this around here.
Oh, I can do that.
She's...
Yes.
Look at him sweating.
I have questions. I have questions.
Oh God, what's he gonna do?
Well, she's crazy and out of control, so it's like, whoa, this one I gotta tame.
She scares the heck out of me, I tell you that.
She stares the heck out of me.
The girl you pinned down and started sucking her, what?
Enticing, exciting, alluring, sexy. Enough talk about me. Let's talk about you.
Hey.
Humpy.
That's enough, right?
Really?
Okay. Well, anyway, what are you going to do? Will you do me... Okay. What time is it? Wow. Okay, listen. I need... I can pick my Graham favorite.
You do whatever you need.
Will you do a little bit of seltzer water theater for me?
Seltzer water theater.
We could play some piano music. What happens in this, and I'd like to explain to the audience, maybe we have any piano music. Does he have anything to... What happens in this scene is there's a flight attendant, and she really creates a horrible energy on the plane for everybody.
Right.
But horrible energy. Just...
And mean.
I think in this scene, the way I like to paint it, you have to be a lot younger to have this happen. And you're like a 25-year-old. She's, what, 58 or 63?
Yeah, in there.
And
he's 32.
And she's how old?
She's 50, late 50s.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say 62.
Okay.
And a 62-year-old that really has taken care of herself. Even.
Yes.
But, you know, she's still the other guy's 30, so she's like...
Yeah, all right.
And she just has a bad energy on the flight the whole flight. The whole flight, just, there's two other flight attendants that are just wonderful. The energy, it just, the flight attendants' energy, they can change the...
Sure.
It's an amazing power to have calm. Even people that are crammed in, when there's three nice flight attendants, it's a big deal.
You notice it, and when there's...
And you appreciate it.
You appreciate it. When there's even, and all it takes is one that you're like, God.
She's not that.
She's mean.
So you, what do? You hang out at the bar? After
we start talking afterwards, you know.
Bring the music down.
She gets off the flight. We're on the same shuttle bus, you know, over to the rental car place. Is this your hub? No, my hub's in another town. Oh, that's great. You guys are just delightful. You guys fly around like this all the time. Oh, well, you know, I do a little flying or whatever. All right. That rental car, huh? Looks like there's room for two in there. You know what I mean? Take that car. Maybe get a couple cocktails if you guys don't have to fly in the morning. Oh, no, we're on a 24-hour layover. We don't have to go. Oh, well, look at that. So am I, as it turns out. Where are you, at the Crown Plaza? You know what? Look at that. So am I. Let's get on over to that Crown Plaza. Have a couple of cocktails. I don't know about you, but I got a little bit of an expense account. And, so the minibar... Let's just say we could have our own little party. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I do work out. I do keep myself in shape, and you know why? I must say so to you.
Oh, she's loving it.
She giggles at the bar. Then we go, let's go upstairs to the mini bar and get that going. Oh, yeah. I got some little... You know, this might sound weird, but I had the front desk send up some candles. Let's get a little candlelight going on here. You and I just talk. Put on some nice low music.
Tell her she smells good.
People you like smell you. Gorgeous. I tell you, I didn't want to sound weird on the flight, but every time you'd walk by, I was like, "This is Jeff." I didn't want to lean in and smell your hair. I thought maybe you guys would have the air marshals lock me up. You probably like, oh, we got another one, you know. And I'm like, you probably get hit on all the time. Oh well, you know, I just, and I was like, who's this gal who's probably only a couple years older than me?
Exactly. So you're back at her place.
We're back at a place, and it's just like
She is in such a good mood. By the way, I am going to stop this story and reiterate something. She is horrible on that plane. We're not going to do anything that she doesn't deserve in this story. At the end of this story, you're going to go, yeah. So
she was you mean if you asked for anything, she'd be like, we don't have it, and man, all that, just like. Do you have a pillow? Honey, we haven't had pillows on flights in 15 years. You know, and maybe just like, okay, sorry. Like, Jesus, just asking for a pillow. You know,
Had pillows.
You know, like, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Can I tell you, I think it's worth interrupting this because it's exactly that. I never did anything about this because I just realized you do have to let these things go. If you're not feeling it, save it for when it's real important. I think there's times that follow through with things. With
right.
A company or whatever. But I was on... Okay, I'm just going to take the beating. I got bumped up to first class.
Ooh, first class. Yeah.
my past flying experience allowed me to sit in front of people.
I have miles.
All right, listen.
Everybody sees me when they walk on the plane.
No, I don't do that type of first class.
Lean back a little bit more. I think you have the possibility to.
All right, guys, it's not that big of a deal. Come on. Is it really? I can't.
I sit close to the pilot in case he needs help.
Hey, you know what I do now?
They give me pillows.
Who said that? Oh, my God. I thought it was Brian Regan doing a bit, and you just queued it up right on time.
First class, boo. Isn't so much boo expensive.
And there was a flight attendant on there, and I was glad I was witnessing it to other people, and the girl behind me, she goes, oh, the pilot wants to see your thing for your dog, your license. So anyway, she brings the letter up. I'm watching her. It's so bad when I think, did I see what I just... She never showed up to the pilot. She came back. She went, okay. She wanted to see it because she didn't like her. Because something else happened when she was sitting down. And the woman was friendly. She goes, no, well, you can't do it anymore. She goes, oh, no, I shut it off already. I was just confused. I'm not arguing. Just trying to... And you can tell that's a nice customer right behind me. And she goes, yeah. So then she's serving her. She asked for wine. She goes, can you have wine with your medicine? She goes, what medicine? She goes, the letter why you have a dog. Yeah, I'm thinking, you little fucking evil person, you. I don't care if it's a fake letter. Maybe it is. Maybe she's on medicine and she's having a glass of wine. So I thought, fuck. And then there's another girl. She asked if she can get her bag. She was very passive aggressive. She goes, I'll get it for you this time. I just wanted to let you know that's sort of not our job description. She went, well, I have a cast. She goes, well, I'm getting it for you. I mean, are you going to be able to go to the bathroom? I was like, wow. And that girl I talked to when we got off the flight, I waited. The other one I wanted to find. Right. And I went, you know, she was so glad. She goes, wow, I'm so glad somebody listened to that. That was like, no, that wasn't bad. That should have never happened.
Right.
That was, she goes, I feel completely lighter now. She goes, I thought, am I crazy? I go, did you hear? I said, I was eavesdropping on the women behind me. And she was... So, but anyway, I had to let it go. That's who this woman is. Okay, back.
Right. And truth be told, I fly a lot. And when you get a great flight attendant, it's awesome.
Oh, it's
they're
you know
so
what?
Nice. And I've had great conversations. I don't want to sit there and go, oh, the flight attendant sucks. I'm not saying that. I'm not being that guy. Because I've sat there and on long flights and had talks with them. And, you know, you're sort of... similar lives in the sense that we're always traveling and they're always traveling, and so it's not
like saying, oh, flight attendants. No.
No.
Well, I think it's more the opposite. I think because
most of
our
them are nice.
Because of I'm going to tell you this, though, to be honest. I think it used to be that way. I think it's 50-50 now, and that's not good, but I'll tell you what it is. When they're nice, I really appreciate it.
Sure, it stands
and
out.
And I know it's hard, but guess what? So is anything hard to ignore what you deal with. It's hard to be a pharmacist and get asked the same questions every day and be nice. It's hard to be – I get it. People
right.
can be mean. They can be nasty. Yeah, we get it. But that's why when they're good, you get it. You're praising them for being good because we know how hard that is what you fucking do.
Right.
And you still manage to. All the bad experiences still rise as a kind person. That's why I'm in awe of what you
right.
do because I have an admiration that you treat service – with the way it should be treated, and you probably reap the benefits of it by at least now having run-ins with kind people.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that so much that you can't appreciate that so much without hating the other spectrum, and that's that just negative. You're walking around. You are a silent monster.
Yeah, and you feel their energy of them like, this is my plane. You know, what are you doing? Like, how are you, how dare you get up and do anything on my plane?
Oh, like when the drink cart, I get it. I'll tell you how I know I get it, but still, it doesn't matter. I bet every time they bring that drink cart out, every dumb motherfucker gets up like a dumb fuck, and I try to be every fucking dumb Pete, but gets up and they, hey, we're serving drinks here. Can you hold your urine in?
Right.
Okay, I get it. Guess what? Yeah, you can't express that you feel that way. And some of them, you know they feel that way. Like you said, it's my plane. You feel the energy. They're so mad. I'm afraid sometimes
right.
to go. But the other times, I'm not at all. Anyway, I want to end positive because I think... okay, so what are we talking about?
He has to finish the bit.
Oh, so yeah, okay, yeah, so go back.
Okay, so that's
I love to drag this out. It's great.
So that's what I'm dealing with. So now we got her all sweet talked.
We got the sound effect going.
The sound effect and everything's going. The music's playing. We're in her room, and I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna go to the, you know, she's like, let me go change, and comes out, and, ooh, like sexy negligee, and oh, we got the candle and the music playing. I'm like, well, you know what? I got something a little special for you. Oh, really? What do you got? She's like, oh, I thought of this on the flight. And I was like, I smelled your hair, and I thought this is going to make this moment and this trip worth everything. And then I come out and go,
seltzer water.
Seltzer water, and yeah. Spray her the face.
Oh. Why you got to be so mean? Seltzer water.
Seltzer
all of a sudden, hey, why you got to be negative? Seltzer water right in your face. All that work. 2 days. Ready? She finally goes, I got something for you. Seltzer water right in her face. you know that negative air you bring? One more time. Right in your face.
Oh,
that's all some seltzer water.
And then you just go, you know, I'm kind of tired. Then you go back to your room.
All right, listen. Here's what I'd like to do.
What happened to the water gun that we bought?
I know it's in the other room. It was the type. I thought it was the type you go shh, 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 and then you give one hold and it squirts it out. Every time you just had to pump it. And then I didn't like the bit. It's already borderline of. What makes it funny is at the end of it, it's seltzer water. A water gun is still a gun, and it's a little too violent.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I bought the water gun thinking, oh, water gun will work, and then I thought, oh no, it's a gun. Seltzer water's fun.
Where do you even get one of those old seltzer things?
I tried. We couldn't find them. We see pictures of them, but not one that works.
All right.
I will get it. We'll get it. Okay, listen. I'm going to say goodbye. Oh, I hate to say goodbye. Well, because my life is not. I don't want to bore you with it. Nah, it's just that lately I haven't. Nah. What's so wrong? It's so wrong. I haven't feeling. This is so wrong. And I feel like you're going to make me tell you now. No, it's just that I've been. The only time I'm really happy is when I'm doing the show. But let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. We'll wrap it up.
Well, I feel like it's something we should talk about, you know.
Well, no, because I feel like I don't want to, you know. I get what we can do is that would be fun. Like a, you think, the chicken thing, you know, but I have a different one.
Oh,
and we'll go with like a silly chickens. Thing.
So
that's what I want to do. I'm so glad you stuck around. Just when it started, it seemed like, what's your name again? Steve Flannery? Gabe on trumpet.
Nick.
What's his name?
Nick.
Nick.
Oh, I'm Nick.
Oh, I know that's Nick. Oh, no, that's Steve. Oh, that's Gabe. Is this a joke?
No.
Oh, did I forget to point out Nick, you think?
I thought that's who you were pointing to.
Oh, no. Well, let's start over again. Nick.
God damn it. I've been standing here all night.
I don't know. Are you a new comedian?
I've known you for 20 years.
Oh, look at you in the business so long. Okay, listen.
Business so long.
Aristotle, thank you. By the way, Cynthia, on the triangle. How about a nice round of applause? Seriously, she did
nice. Really good. Outstanding.
Cynthia on the triangle. On the Todd Glass Show.
The water in the face bit, could be in bit I want to do again.
All right.
Squirt in the water, but not now. We're going to go to close. I just ate 20 Tic Tacs.
Why'd you eat 20?
Because I need energy.
And Tic Tacs are
good. I have low blood sugar, and you knew it. I don't get it. The girl next to me said, does my breath smell like, what's it say?
Says poops.
I almost ate poops. No, you guys got me, you son of a bitches. It says poops on here. I thought, because I was like, you know, when they try to make one of those shows and nothing happened, they go, I thought it said poops, and I almost. I know what I'm talking about. I don't have to, just because I can't express it. So I'm going to bring in this song, and we're going to go to close. We'll figure out something to do with it. Trumpet, drums, tambourines, have fun, and let's do it. Here we go.
Bumping and bumping and
thumping. Can I get some reverb?
And bumping
and bumping and bumping and bump, bump. Todd Glass Show, everybody. Bump. And bourbon and bourbon and bourbon.
And bourbon and bourbon.
All right, everybody. Thank you. God bless America. May the good Lord have mercy on your soul. Thank you, Graham.
Thank you so much. I love the show.
I'm wrapping it up a little bit. Thank you, Robbie Kirkhoff. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Let Cynthia have a turn. Okay, now you can go back to your trumpet. Go ahead. All right, bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.